If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Well, it's a foreground, actually. Well, it's a border. It's a border. We believe in borders at TRS.
Shit.
You can't see? Oh, I didn't give you the thing where you can see.
Fucking do the thing right.
Well, I'm glad this is a Christmas special, but there's nothing special about it. It's the same as... Oh, there. Now you can just see the border. Don't you like that?
Yeah, now I can just see the border.
See the border without the rest of the reference. So yes, I hope everyone had a very nice Christmas. Because this is totally not the week before Christmas. This is totally... after Christmas, right? Right?
Did you say that?
Merry Christmas. Did you say that? Now everyone can tell what day before Christmas. So we're here to do a... Mike's just not even talking. Mike's just tweeting.
Oh, we started?
Yeah, we're starting.
No, we're starting.
Okay,
we're starting.
Okay, sorry.
Just over here, balls deep in this eggnog.
Well, wow. Okay. So it's Christmas time.
Merry Christmas.
Hope you all got the gift.
Merry Christmas.
Wait. What?
And we're here to give another gift. We're dreaming of a black Christmas. That's the name of our little thing here.
Dreaming of a black Christmas. I was thrown because of black music.
Don't worry. I put the music in.
I thought you just thrown because you never see black people outside the wintertime.
Did you say that?
Did you just say?
Did you just say?
I can't believe. Now, I can't
that the
believe.
The cold makes the dindu stay inside. Did you say that?
Man. We're going to find out a lot of things about the blacks today because...
Yes.
Because we bring you, we proudly present, I have a nice segment here. I have one of the blackest things possible that we could watch today. I have some negress sitting in front of her computer doing God knows what. And she did a cell phone recording of her computer screen playing the video. I believe this is Hidden Colors 2, but it's a segment called Spiritual Warfare. We have not covered this one.
Well, we haven't gone over this yet. I'm actually looking forward to this because these kinds of things, if you've thought... Reverend Dr. Laquavius Spencer from Patrick County, Virginia, was funny. You're going to love this.
This is even better. Like we did, if you remember way back, Black Fake History Month a couple of years ago. Was it 2016, Black Fake History Month?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, we did one of these.
February 2016.
We did. That was where topographical evidence of maps came from.
Yes, almost 3 years ago.
And that guy is in this clip, and he is so satisfied with himself. That guy's actually really woke. It's just that, every now and then he trips up.
Yeah,
I know how that is. I know
he's really woke, but also, this is going to be a big segment for us because a lot of people come to me and they're like, "Mike, we loved Black Fake History Month. Can you guys do more of that?"
We can dream of a Black Christmas.
One of the things is though, there is a reserve of this kind of material
that
can run dry.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided we're going to tap it again for this Christmas because it's a special year, I guess.
Well, it's Christmas time. It's a special time of year.
It's a special time, and we figure you deserve the treat of revisiting Hidden Colors.
Hidden Colors. I'm not sure which one this is, but yeah, this is great. The best thing is, before I start this, you can hear whatever this bitch is doing in the background. It sounds like she's stapling things, but that would imply that these people work.
She's bureaucrat gangy?
I don't know.
That would imply some.
I'm not willing to suspend my disbelief for such a thing, but. But yeah, this is
a spiritual. So this is about this is the Kang's.
Yeah, basically, I mean, if you thought Got Yule was woke,
shit, this is Kangsmas.
Got Yule BTFO. We're about to. I don't know. You want to just dive right in?
Let's just.
I want to dive right in. I'm all fucking right. ready.
All
right,
here we go.
Let's hear it.
Your knuckles. She's headed.
Expert camera placement.
Oh, it's so good.
Remember when they
there he is.
Africa, they did not attack Africa.
That's our boy right there.
Okay.
In case you didn't
topographical
remember.
Topographical evidence of Matt's
That's
guy.
Our boy right there. This
topographical
dude,
evidence of a do-rag.
I mean, this dude is so... This dude is so fucking... Oh, man.
Remember, when they attacked Africa, they did not attack Africa physically. They did not attack Africa educationally. They attacked Africa spiritually.
Oh.
Jomo Kenyatta said when the European first came to Africa, the Africans had the land and the white man had the Bible. White man told him to close his eyes, get on his knees and pray.
Like
Jomo said
the land.
When the black man opened his eyes, the white man had the land and the black man had the Bible.
What the heck
what
is
do you
she,
think
she
of that?
She making popcorn in the background?
Yeah, right? I don't know what she's doing. What were you it's saying, like, McNabb? I heard you trying to get in there.
I was just saying they didn't have the land either, to be honest.
They didn't have anything.
They sort of roved around a little bit, and
they were
and
on.
I don't
the
think
land.
They really held territories.
They were on the land.
They were
it's
there.
Like
yeah.
When there was that what was that black nationalist dude that came on some stream Alex and I were on the other day, and he was yelling about every civilization came out of Africa or whatever. And I typically don't like arguing with them, but it's sort of funny to be like, okay, what's the greatest civilization that came out of Africa? Now I actually know the answer to that question.
Is it Kemet?
And
I think I'm gonna have a beer too.
Well, let's look at yeah. Go ahead, have one. Why not? Let's focus on black people. So we'll go sub-Saharan Africa, the area of Africa that is usually associated with blacks. So we can't say Egypt, obviously, because that's gonna be the greatest civilization to come out of Africa, Egypt. But that wasn't a black civilization, despite what the Kang say.
That's the whole problem.
They're
going to
dispute
like,
that, of course.
Their entire ideology is, if it's from Africa, if it ever set foot on Africa, it's black.
Yeah.
So,
which is
therefore,
not,
Egypt is in Africa.
It's not, but that,
they make
this
sleep
yeah,
it's everywhere.
Not.
Yeah, yeah, and it's yeah. like, if they, and if there's, if somewhere there's a smudgy painting where someone who's supposed to be, like, European is, like, smudged and looks a little brown, oh, that's black, too. And it's just, they just go from there. So,
but the greatest black African civilization was the Benin Empire.
Very festive.
Which actually, despite the fact that it was called an empire, did span
the
a
Benin
certain area
empire?
There in that West Africa.
As opposed to like the Malignant Empire?
Or Benin or Benin. But they even had a flag. The flag was somebody getting their head chopped off. Interestingly, it was like a machete attack. That was their flag. If you look up the flag of the Benin Empire.
A knife attack. So this is the flag of the UK.
Yes, yes. Now it's the flag of like the ghettos of London. Which is the yeah, knife
or even
attacks.
The nice parts. All right, so let's see.
And yeah, anyway.
But yeah, like, but it's like it's funny how like they also try to communicate their stuff in these like clever, not one liners, but these clever like when the white man arrived, the black man had the land and the white man had the Bible. After the white man got here, turns out the white man had all the man and the black and the black man had the Bible.
It's like, but that's sort of like another way of them talking in cliches.
Yeah.
It's like they have to talk in these short aphorisms because they can't.
But it's such a simplified, like, what are you it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's woke, bro.
That's how they talk because that's how they convey a very
woke.
They convey a very simple idea. With those kind of
very simple, very wrong idea.
Of course it's wrong, but I mean look. Getting mad that they say things that are wrong, like I'm way
past
that.
Laugh. It's
like,
just
it walk like a shoe and talk like a duck. I mean,
it's funny when I used to empathize with people that get mad about it though, because it's like when you realize that like people are just saying things that are blatantly wrong,
untrue.
You do kind of get annoyed.
See, I would be, if like, they were if they were in Africa saying these things.
They are. For all we know, they are.
No, I mean, if they were just in Africa.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes.
If they weren't here saying this, and by the way, kill whitey, or by the way, reparations for slavery. Like, if that was all removed from it, I would not give a fuck.
Yes.
But here, it's like, you go from laughing to getting mad, and then you just get sad, because it just, this becomes really just, like, surreal and shitty, the things that they believe.
Yeah.
So anyway.
We have bought it.
What?
Whoa.
But into a story that we told them. They have twisted it. They got it twisted. We have
Bro, okay, wait. There's a little bit more of that. They have Christmas. They got it twisted. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So more of this like black rhymey stuff. Like, cause that's these are in a way these are mnemonic devices for them.
Yeah. Yes.
Because like they need rhymes and clever phrases. Otherwise, they won't remember what they're talking about.
A story that we told them.
Christmas
they
story.
Twisted it. They got it twisted. We have now bought.
Wait, did
they
say they have twisted?
Christmas am I ever going to get this through this?
The point is to draw 15 minutes out. Oh. He said they've got christened. They've got it twisted.
Yeah, something like that.
So I don't think he said Christmas. He said christened.
I think he might have been christened.
I think he said christened. Is there like a fire in her house?
Like, I don't know if she has a fire. She's like, She's popping packing peanuts. She's got the little bubbles, you know.
She's like keeping herself occupied by popping the bubble wrap.
Maybe she's working on those ridiculous fingernails that they have sometimes.
Why is she recording a laptop video?
Dude.
This is YouTube Downloader 1.0.
YouTube Downloader 1.0 is just recording the video with your phone. Yeah.
What we call the African.
Oh, Jesus.
And the community.
What's this guy's name?
KRS-One.
KRS-One. Yeah. Oh, my God. This guy, right? All right. I'll wait for it to develop before.
KRS-One is supposed to be presented as the hip hop artist who's not a fucking moron.
And he is such a moron.
But
sadly,
you know,
for them, he's not a
fake
moron.
Fake news, right?
Yeah. Like, we'll go. This guy bungles around. Oh, man. Does he BTFOs himself. Like,
yeah.
We almost could just play the whole segment not saying anything. He BTFOs himself so hard. Oh, my God.
What we call the African and the communities that person lived in is where the concept of religion comes from. Europe never produced a religion, ever. Asia received.
I just want to digest that for a second.
Before keep going.
I mean, well, he
the shock has stunned me. I can't respond.
I mean, I don't know. Do they do Viking rap songs? No, we do Viking metal. Did the Vikings come out of Africa? Did I miss something? He never touches on that again, but this gets good.
Asia receives its religion from Africa. All of them.
Wow.
Buddhism, Hinduism, Shinto. As a matter of fact, to be more scholarly, starts with Hinduism. The first Hindu gods to come across were black Africans. And they came across.
Bro, this nigga thinks gods is real.
I admire this.
This is good.
So, I wish white people had a quarter of his energy.
Which is now a derogatory term.
Oh, you missed it.
Blacks.
Okay, Hold on. Stop.
The Hindu god.
So the Hindu god, this is going to be absolutely hysterical, because I think I heard it right what he said.
You heard what he said.
So what Alex said, though, is I wish white people had half this level of self-confidence.
That's true.
I do. And who cares if it's true?
Yeah.
Thing is, it's like going to be more true, at least in our case.
Here we go. This is so good.
All right, this is going to be fun.
Gods to come across were black Africans. And they came across, they were called Sambo, which is now a derogatory term used for blacks, mulattoes, etc. Sambo.
I told you it was good. A struck gold. Black gold, Texas tea.
Wait. And those Sambo. Africans that traveled to Asia.
They were known as.
To give them religion, they were called Sambo. Holy shit. See, now that looks like a chink to me. Yeah. He's going to claim that's an African.
Well, they just...
I was going to say Dindus came across.
Yeah, it was called the Dindu.
The Sambo and the Dindu.
The first Hindu, the Dindu.
The two priestly tribes. Yeah, that would have been better. Nowadays, you hear a derogatory term for Africa. Dindu. This is where the original word Hindu... It's a corruption. The original word Hindu was started by black Africans.
Did you say that?
He didn't do nothing.
He didn't do nothing.
He didn't do nothing.
Oh, my God.
That's like Locke Boyce. That's like Locke Boyce saying that. He's like, hey, like blacks are like, didn't do nothing. Locke Boyce like, he didn't do nothing.
That's fucking beautiful.
It's like, he didn't do.
He didn't do. All right, let's keep going here. Goodness.
Hindu will not divide us.
As the Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are merely fragments from the periphery of the African spiritual system that you call voodoo.
You hear what he said, right?
That you call voodoo. And we have like chicken sacrifice. Voodoo.
Well, I mean, the Jews do.
Chicken swingers.
I mean, they have that day where they swing one of their heads. I was the only thing, like, I was about to be like, ah! And I was like, oh, I remember the Jews. Like, well.
Yeah, where'd the blacks get the chicken sacrifice?
I guess
they got it from.
You win this round, Sambo.
Well, I mean, I think the blacks got it from them.
All right. Oh, that's woke.
Well, think about it.
Wow, that's really... That's,
Jews are killing chickens.
Wow, also, you are really, like, removing the fucking... Any cultural
agency nothing,
from these people.
No, nothing just, wow. Came out of Africa. Except wow. They didn't even start walking around with bowls on top of their heads.
Wow. Not even letting the niggas have voodoo.
Well, they definitely started at voodoo.
Okay.
Voodoo was
juju?
Voodoo was Catholicism mixed with their own tribal superstitions back from when they were, like, their own weird tribal superstition mixed with a little bit of Catholicism.
I would love to know what these guys' sources are, where they come up with the,
they just make it up.
Okay. I have
sources their own woke brain.
I have a hard
their
time.
Their own galaxy brains.
I have
brains.
A hard time, like, wrapping, like, again, my white privilege and my white standards.
Like,
I project,
you need,
like,
to tell people where you got something from.
Like, I can't, yeah, like, I can't just, like, I can't just go out there and say a thing without saying, where do you mean, where did you learn that? That I can go, like, well, actually, read this or check this out or I saw it here.
It's the, I think, you know what it is? This is an actual living example here. This is actually, this would be an interesting anthropological footnote here. So, the Kangs legend. Legend of the Kangs. Mm. The stories. This is a real life living example of an oral tradition.
Ah.
We're getting, and you know, people talk
well, for
about.
Blacks, for blacks, the chicken head can, tradition.
Okay.
Chicken head. No, chicken head, that's a girl that will suck, that's a girl that will suck your dick. But at least in the 90s, that's what the blacks would say.
Yes, it is.
Oral tradition.
I got a funny story about that.
Great. Sidetracking.
In
the
90s. In the 90s in time, I was actually going out to some bars.
Jesus.
I was actually
chair
going
just collapsed.
Going, oh, whoa, look at that.
I hit the thing with my leg, sorry. just like, whoa.
I was going out to two bars
you
in
be
the...
Be careful until Heather Heyer died.
Oosh.
Wow. All right, go ahead, sorry.
Going out to bars with some friends in the 90s, down in like the East Village to like bars that we were going to. And we were going into one and we were getting carded by the bouncer.
Oosh.
So one of my friends did, like, possibly the most cringe thing I've ever seen in my life. And he said, yo, are there any chicken heads in there tonight? Bouncer gave him back his ID and told him to get the fuck
out of here.
Exactly. And we were, like, already through the door. I was like, bro, like, the fuck, dude? Why'd you have to...
Any chicken heads in here tonight? Oh, my God.
And I was like, you actually deserve to get kicked out for that.
We're going
to
stay.
And I was like, I'm not going to stay, actually. I want a beer.
God.
And yes, there is a chicken head here.
Yeah, she's right over there.
She's right over there.
You'd have to ask. You could ask her.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was the first sidetrack before I sidetracked?
Everybody gets the chicken head thing because of the neck motion.
Yeah.
All right, okay, yeah. All right, anyway.
But you had the oral tradition. Was that the end of your analysis there?
Yeah, we were talking about oral traditions.
Yeah, it's a real-life oral tradition.
All right, well, let's go back.
Because none of this is written down anywhere.
No.
Well, right? I mean, so they just tell these stories to each other.
Now they film it.
Well, they film it, sure. But yeah.
Well, no, I'm going to counter signal for a second. It's not an oral tradition. It's just that each black, they come up independently with the same bullshit.
No, I don't think so. I think they repeat it to each other, and it gets more and more weird as they move from
yeah, it's like
person
believe,
to person.
They'll believe anything if it's like they embody, like we've talked about this before, be like being worried about all these new ideas, like being like on a quest for novelty. Like they are that defined, like mm-hmm. ideas that like go against
and
something they've heard.
Them.
Everything surprises them. It's all and that surprise, that shock is like a dopamine hit.
I mean, they do have like a childlike wonder almost looking
yes.
at the world because
yes.
it's every day is a new day.
So
where you can learn new and interesting things like how gravity works.
Yeah.
Or
so we sit and watch. You know, like, we sit and watch this film, and it's like the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But they watch. They're like,
they're like the black guy watching the animals. You know, remember that like in class as they bring out like the
oh,
different
yeah,
animals.
Yeah.
That's how black people see the world. Yeah. In a way, you almost envy them because every day is like a new and exciting adventure. Because you don't understand how anything works,
except the days
so
don't.
You never know what you're going to see or experience.
Except
like,
for the days they
maybe
just
the
smoke
elevator
weed and don't
will
go
outside. Up this today. You know, maybe, yeah, maybe it'll go like sideways. Sugar. I don't.
They have a lot of days where they just don't do anything, though.
Yes. Well, so do I. So you know,
all right. Fair enough.
Go there with that. I can go there with that. And I can take on any theologian that you got, bring them down, and I'll show you. Give me your 12 tribes. Give me your 12 disciples. Give me your 99 pearls of faith of Islam, and I'll show you. Those are nothing but sets of qualities and attributes, and I can juxtapose them in a perpendicular line besides the Orishas of the Yoruba, besides the Loas of the Ubu, besides the Netches of Egypt, and show you we're talking about the same system. Jesus.
Okay.
He could have set them up in perpendicular lines.
I'll juxtapose them in perpendicular lines.
Attributes.
Besides the whoosies and the whatsies?
Hutus and the Tutsis?
I also like how they find out something exists in Africa and they immediately assume it's like the oldest thing that there is.
Well, that's because they've been fed that Jewish nonsense.
The out of Africa thing, they believe it.
That was just like a self-esteem boost for them. Like once they handed that, they came out that strictly to like create... Maybe not create this reaction, but to create some sense of self
Wait
for these
minute.
People.
How can you boost unlimited self-esteem? You're acting like these people have some sort of inferiority complex. They've never had any
Yeah, they don't. Oh, they don't have. They don't actually have low self esteem. This has been studied.
According to well, what we're about to see is like they have this serious like a serious obsession with being held as an inferior people.
Oh yeah, okay, sure. But on an individual level, blacks don't experience stress levels from depression and anxiety. Like this has been studied, and they just don't.
But to take it from them, they have a collective lack of self-esteem in their themselves.
That's a political statement
that
these people use to gain power. But yeah, I understand.
This is why I can't really hate blacks, because I mean they're good natured in that respect. They're not like Jews. Jews have a whole different mental complex.
No,
blacks can be
this
fun
is Jewry,
to
though.
Be around sometimes, but you don't. I mean, it depends if there's the issue is like on an individual level, any black can be funny and do witty banter and do that whole like chucking and jiving, and it's fun.
I can tell you about Garrett's. Sambo with a straight face.
But like
the Hindu god Sambo,
then they have another side to them, which is a little bit other. You know, they're also then they can't do anything.
Yeah, but the other side is just basic animal violence and like an alligator in a ditch. You just have to know how to stay away from it.
You can't keep doing callbacks to that show.
Well, the one you mean the one we just did? Like,
the one we just did. This is really like a week and a half after.
Oh,
this is gonna be.
That's when this
is gonna be like 10 days.
I thought
later.
This was coming out on Christmas Day.
No, this is the December 28th.
Putting
this
don't out. Know what I'm talking about. If you see in the ditch,
I thought this was your Christmas. I thought we're putting this on Christmas Day.
We're not putting anything on Christmas Day. Christmas is Tuesday. Everyone gets fucked.
All right.
You're also talking about things that have already occurred. Like by the time someone hears this, like you're arguing a thing that already happened. We did a show on Christmas Eve. We did a clip show on Wednesday. And now it's Friday. The paywall people get fresh material.
Okay. All right. And everyone can guess. All of you can guess what day we did this. See if you can figure it out.
See if you can figure out by the shirts.
Well, see, you already gave them too many clues. I was going to just say, see if you can figure it out.
Well, we can never like pull a ruse like on our audience like this. We're way too genuine. We wear everything on our sleeves, on the same sleeves we were wearing.
Oh, the same shirts we wore last 2 weeks ago.
December 19th.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway.
Let's go with more.
Yeah.
Is a name which did not come into existence.
Jesus.
In Jesus. Okay.
Form until the 1600s. The letter J was not invented until the 1600s.
You know, I went looking that up, and I can't BTFO him on that. Like, the idea of the letter J, I can't get something older than, like, the 1300s. Because, like, they just used G, or the J was a yuck sound. Yeah, it's like the letter J, so. But this means, it's just like they had a different letter that made the J sound.
I.
Yeah, they used I, Jehovah. I remember that from Indiana Jones.
Jehovah starts with an I. The letter J.
Yes. So, but I mean, it's just so funny these connections they make. It's obscure, like
Jehovah is like what does that sound like? Yahweh.
Oh God.
Let me say this again: the letter J was not invented until the 1600s.
Well, see, that's
that
kind
doesn't
of a,
really
okay,
mean
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, that's what I was laughing at.
But that is a BTFO. Like some black is watching this, going, "Oh my God, why didn't invent J into?" That means Jesus.
That means like, yo, what about my homie Jay?
That means
what,
Jesus.
What about
says
Jay
me?
Money?
Yeah, right.
My boy Jay Money and my boy Jay Deezy. Like, that nigga couldn't even have existed. Like,
this is how their brains work, though. It really
but the
is.
Issue is like, it's like the letter, the issue is the sound. If you're talking about the name of Jesus, you're talking about a complicated etymological project to trace that back to the Aramaic and the Greek.
It was Yeshua, wasn't it?
Yes, it's like a it's different and different. It's also
young Jeezy, yeah.
Young Jeezy, as we say in the black community, young Jeezy. Young Jeezy drank the wine and shit.
Let's go.
So the reality is, Jesus is not the name of that person. His name is Amharic name, Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Okay.
This guy is the dumbest. Of all the ones I've seen, this guy's the dumbest one they got. Like, why?
So this guy is like one of these fucking blacks.
This guy
that hangs out on like fucking Nostrand Avenue in fucking Brooklyn, in like you know, fucking Flatbush. Like they've got these fucking guys all over the street there, and in like
he's the guy that makes you think this is a Dave Chappelle sketch.
Yeah,
because he's so dumb.
Yeshua.
1482,
Leonardo da Vinci.
Listen to this.
Was commissioned to paint a painting
of Christ and the 12 disciples. This was 1482, 10 years before Columbus set sail, because that painting would be the greatest weapon used in colonialism and still is right now, because many black people around the world still have that original Last Supper.
They have the original?
So when
yeah, that's very wealthy.
Dude,
wow.
That's a very valuable item.
But listen to this.
Arnold was asked to paint that picture.
Asked.
He got his uncle to actually sit in, and this is an historic record. He got his uncle to sit in and pose as Christ, and he got 12 criminals from a local jail who happened to be available to sit in as
he just happened to be available.
Wait, I just want to know, like,
so why aren't there any blacks in the painting?
That's my joke. I was trying to do that, you son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
The only reason I did this segment is because I want to ask why the 12 apostles aren't black then. Fuck.
I'm sorry.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My brain just clicked. It's on autopilot. I'm sorry. Do you want to refilm the segment?
That is perfect. That's good. Did you know that those aren't really the 12 disciples?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that those are just 12 criminals from the jail that are also white? And that Jesus is...
I always thought he built a time machine and went back to the actual Last Supper. Painted it.
Oh, my sides have made it into next Christmas already.
I just can't handle it. I saw that this morning. I was howling. We're only 3 minutes and 30 seconds into the 14-minute clip.
This is great. No, this is exactly what we knew would happen. So now I believe that the 12 disciples were black. Is it young Jeezy and a 12 criminal?
Oh, God. This is so good.
Oh, my God.
The 12 real niggas.
The commission of the painting, which is the greatest weapon.
Happened to be available to sit.
These prisoners were. They just happened to be available.
To be
they
available.
Weren't busy that day.
Again.
See, here's the painting of the Last Supper in Russia. They're supposed to be, I guess this means they're black.
Yeah, clearly. Well, that one guy, that guy. Looks like the guy in the, yeah, that guy.
This guy.
Yes, him. I don't know if the mouse can be seen by
I
the
I can see
studio.
It on the preview screen, so it's there. Something's really.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. But that's supposed to be black. I don't see Negroes.
Well, look, these paintings, these old paintings, they discolor over time, you know.
Oh, that's just a cope, Whitey.
Okay.
The only reason you call God by that name is because your former enslaver, your former oppressor, taught you that name. He never taught you the real name. He never gave you the keys to the power to free yourself spiritually so that you are now spiritually or religiously still a slave.
The African population in North America is the third largest black population in the world in any geopolitical state. Why don't we have a single word out of
why didn't you just say country?
Hold on.
Geopolitical.
You missed his big... Well, he's trying to sound smarter than he is, but listen to his question.
Why don't we have a single word out of one of our language for God that we use?
Because you don't have any real languages. Like, can we start there? That, like, their languages, like, we had to organize them for them. Like, the colonials had to go and write them down for us. Like, why don't you have a letter?
Even the systems of writing of the African languages that do exist, which are very limited in the numbers of words that they have.
Yeah.
The systems of writing were developed by white people.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have, like, words for numbers. It's either one or many.
It's like, yeah, once they get above, like, three, it's, like, just a lot. Like, yeah.
Youth. The Arabs use their word for God. The Jews use their word for God. The Catholics use their word for God. The Japanese use their word for God. The African is the only population that don't have an African word for God. Yet, studies coming out of Geneva over the last 30 years prove that we are the most spiritual people in America, in the world, not just America. We worship with a greater propensity than any other people in the world. But we don't have a single word in our language for our divine.
Because you're stupid.
Well, no. No, well,
I mean,
I'm sorry you're dumb. I'm
say
sorry.
No more.
I'm sorry. Just
say
dumb.
No more. I mean,
well,
just...
he's right that they do have the particular style of worship. They do that. You know, they feel the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get up there and they clap. And
I agree.
And the most cringe thing in the world is when you get the liberal white that goes to try to join the black congregation for a church service, and he tries to like get into like the feeling the spirit with the blacks. You ever see this? It happens to signal like politicians.
Absolutely.
Politicians do it, or like shit to your liberal. And it's like, guys,
like
your,
we're not fucking doing this. Okay,
it's like guy. Like you know, it's like just let them have their thing. Like they do this bit, that's their bit.
They don't need you.
And then the white person is astonished when the preacher gets up there and tells them to all beat their kids. He's like, "Well," he's like, "you gotta take them kids. You gotta whoop them upside
whoop
the head.
Whoop their ass.
God wants you to whoop them kids
till they act right.
Yeah, whoop them kids if they ain't acting right. Whoop them kids. God tells you to go upside their head."
So,
and then the white liberal is like, "Oh my God."
So this is where I start to get sad, though. This is where I start to get sad because, like, they have all this spiritual bluster, and they have all this in them. And it is true that they are worshiping our God, right? They came over and learned about the Christian God from us. And you can be like a faggy universalist and say like, "Well, God is just God, and spreading the word and the truth is." Blah, blah, blah. It's like there are different people that would not have had this. You know what I mean? Like they would be shooting arrows at you if you were a missionary, if the world was a different place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think that I think that religion and how people practice a religion, ultimately what they're worshiping is coming out of their particular group. So
yeah,
whatever they're worshiping is something African, you know?
Yeah, but that's way too intellectual for most people.
I'm getting big brain.
Especially for them.
I'm not talking to them though. I'm talking to our audience.
Okay, but I mean they're the ones pointing out their own identity crisis, and I sympathize. I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I think they should have their own God.
This problem should be figured out.
The problem is they kind of
attack this with a grug mentality of Jesus black. It's like,
I mean,
I guess if you want to do that, okay. But it's like, how about it's just not Jesus?
Yeah, but I don't really care. I don't think white people have a special claim on Jesus, so
no.
I don't really care if they want to go ahead and make him black or whatever for their own.
No, South America has a special claim. Wait, was that too far?
Yeah.
Brutal.
The word Christ is a title. It's not a name. Christ means the anointed one.
This is not news.
Many people before the birth of Jesus who also bore that title Christ. There were 16 people who were known as Christ. So Jesus was the last of saviors of mankind, saviors of a group of people who were known as Christ.
When you talk about the image of Christ.
Oh, fuck, man. He's read Werber 40K novels. He's talking about the emperor. Yeah. This nigga's like, woke as fuck, man.
He's like, he's going back to like painting his figurines any second.
Yeah,
now.
No, it's just fucking like that's how it worked. Because the emperor was basically a deity that kept evolving over time. It's the same entity. He wore many different titles.
You're spoiling.
He's been
for
reading
me.
Warhammer 40K novels, man. He's talking about the emperor.
You can't read all those novels. There's like 4,000.
Okay,
like,
well maybe
there's
read,
like literally 40,000
preface.
There's like too
maybe
many
he read,
novels.
Like a synopsis or something, but
I could have read some of them.
My friend is back. I want
to
hear
about the image of Christ. It is important that we no longer ascribe to the European image of Christ. Why? Because the brain is an associating organism.
That is woke shit.
Associating organism.
In his own way, he's getting close to something though. I'm going to defend what
real?
He's going to say here. So give him.
No, I'm with him on here. I'm with him. Yeah, I can see
see what he's trying to say. No. I see what he's trying to say.
I see the logic. The logic he's getting at is pretty sound. But I just like that he calls his brain like an organism.
Yeah,
like
an associational organism. What he's saying is if you see something again and again, you internalize it.
But it's like I like that. It's a foreign. It's like a parasite living inside your body.
It's not you. Well, they always add one more syllable.
Yeah, they always add.
And like that's just sort of fictional.
This is an organ, but it's an organism.
It's not an organ. It's an organism.
It follows the
And an organism is
organs.
An organismal.
Fictional.
Fictional. I understand these stories are fictional.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Well, here we go.
The brain is an associating organism. It stores everything as pictures. And because it is
That's like not necessarily true. Okay,
it's like a file.
Now I've got to depart from my friend.
he's just making it. You know, he's laying it out.
Maybe.
Know.
Here we go. Maybe he's confessing that blacks are NPCs. Like literally all of them. Like they just have pictures. Like that's why they have such problems with language and math and reasoning.
Out of jail
is because
arrested.
Everything is just picture. Like, so their memory
photographical
bank.
Evidence yeah, photographical of, evidence.
Photographical evidence of reality.
Photographic.
Photographical.
Photographical. Photographical.
Photographical evidence of reality.
Yeah. Like, your brain still everything has pitches.
Pitches, nigga.
Pitches. Yeah.
Is pictures. And because it is associating, if you force feed an African child that Christ is white, because the brain associates, as that child begins to grow, the brain will associate white Christ with white people. And so if white Jesus is God, then white people must also be the gods of humanity. And so guess what?
What? They always try to kill us.
The painting is transferred to the people who resemble that painting. And so it is difficult to pray to a white Jesus and not in some way feel inferior to white people. And that's why when I talk to Christian ministers, I often tell them you have to change these pictures. They say it don't matter. Of course it matters. Why do you think the European went around the world and systematically altered the image of Christ in every major cathedral,
right,
every
go.
Major church? Every corner of the globe, because it is difficult to oppress a people whose image of the God doesn't look like the oppressor. But when God and the oppressor look one in the same, then the people will come to believe that the oppression was ordained by God.
All right, so
I'm with that. I get him.
So I agree with what he's saying here.
What did they have the cathedral before?
Well okay. Hold up. We don't know that, but we'll get to that. Like,
that's,
whether or not
that's
he's,
the next, that's the next.
Whether or not he's accurate there or not, but he's correct that the images that you see are do reflect your reality. So when this is why when we see advertisements of coal burners,
we get mad. Yeah,
because what that is telling everyone is this is the social norm. Mm-hmm. This is what you're supposed to be. And I totally sympathize with blacks here.
Absolutely.
That I think blacks should have a black Jesus.
Yep.
I think they should have a black messiah of some sort or another, right? So when and I do think that when white people have said to them in the past, like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Like, oh, this is historically, which, A, that's definitely not what Jesus looked like historically, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he did not look like this Aryan.
He didn't look like one of the Allman Brothers?
Like he did not look like Dwayne Allman.
He's going to pull out some slide guitar.
He's about to do some serious sick slide guitar. He's like, and play Jessica.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is I do love that song, but like
I'm sorry, I missed a gag.
What's that?
I was going to say he doesn't look like Dwayne Allman dressed up like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Boom, there's your whole joke.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Are you done? I'm sorry.
No, I do agree though. I agree with his whole thing here. Except,
I do too.
Well, I think he's probably factually inaccurate about going around the world to alter Jesus.
Well, I don't think Jesus was there like at first. Like, but he goes. They go.
That's the thing. Jesus wasn't there. They put him there.
They go around to imply that like everywhere in the world there was black Jesus, and the Europeans came and made Jesus white. And it's just like,
it's like they kind of
put Jesus in there from the start. And
yeah, they kind of put Jesus in. But one thing that did happen is that you would have these. In South America, I know it's true, or Mexico and places like that, where you have these old pagan sites that became then associated. And this is what Christianity did do this, where it would go to the sites where there was pagan shrines and things
paganism.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they would kind of reappropriate them and incorporate them in. And so you could
That's why like those black metal gentlemen in the Norse lands would be burning churches. They would always claim that these were reclaimed pagan sites that they just built a church on.
A lot of them were, and I remember actually I saw this Twitter account a few weeks ago that was posting stave churches from Scandinavia. And the thing I kind of got rustled, and I composed a tweet back, but then I didn't say anything because he was saying like, hey, when you look at the design of these stave churches up in Norway and Sweden and such, you know how the roofs are very sharp,
so the
snow falls off?
Yeah, right.
They look similar to some Asian designs.
Oh,
and
God.
He was saying, like, hey, did the Asians, like, borrow from this or whatever? And I was like, let's not do, like, the black thing where we assume that, like, everybody got everything from us. But also, like, A, it wouldn't be Christianity. Right? Like,
right.
That was the other. So it was, like, two things that annoyed me. It was, like, one, it was saying, like, the Asians got this from Christianity. It's like, that church was not always a church. Like, there are churches in Norway, and I've been to them, at least one of them I've been to, where it was a pagan site prior to becoming a church. And all the carvings and the wood engravings in there are of, like, Thor and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't, to the Christians' credit, they didn't destroy it. They left it there, but it's not like...
Did he look like Dwayne Allman?
Yes. Oh, he definitely, except, jacked.
Yeah.
But, like, Except so they so there's a whole thing, but I do agree generally with what he's saying, which is that if you are people do worship images. I mean, let's be honest, people worship images.
Sure.
And when you see things, you do translate those things, particularly now we do it with like advertisements and movies and such. This is why you get mad when you see race mixing all over the movies, or when they remove white characters and they make them other races. I mean, I get it. And that's, again, it's another reason why the multiracial project can't work.
Right.
Because blacks don't want to see a white god. The same way we don't want to see a black Heimdall, who is the character they made black in the Thor movie. The same way, you know, we don't want to see race mixing in advertisements. We don't want to see Colburn. We don't want to see women with their black partners and their little mulatto kids. We don't want to see that. They don't want to see white Jesus. And that's perfectly reasonable. So yeah.
Well, let's move on here.
Was ordained by God.
There you go.
Oh shit.
What we find is that in this story that came out of Kemet.
Kemet.
After a set reconstituted the body of...
If you don't remember, Kemet is what these people call Egypt.
Yes.
For some reason. Just to be... I guess they're just trying to be different.
Of her husband, Asar. The spirit of Asar came and impregnated his virgin wife, Set. And then 9 months later, the virgin of Set gave birth to her son, Heru. And Heru...
Just pretend it's the Yule log snapping in the background.
Okay, these are definitely not black people. None of the stuff being depicted these are not.
Listen, like they're so far beyond that. Like they already assume that. Like if it's Egypt, Egypt is African soil, therefore it's black.
Yeah, them are black.
They lay claim to all of this. So I mean, and we're beyond even.
And
like,
I don't.
I'm not going to believe my lying eyes. I'll believe these black people.
Yeah, right. I mean that's what they want you to do.
Was born 4,000 years ago. On December 25th.
Boom!
Okay, all right.
And that virgin birth was on December 25th.
Okay, now...
The Latin calendar...
Let me just say that this right here...
This is Heru.
Okay, what piece of artwork are we looking at here?
Because this is the Black Madonna and Child is based on the story of Heru.
Right, but they're showing a European work of art.
It's not a black nose.
Yeah, they're showing a European work of art with paint.
It looks like somebody... like photoshopped, but I don't. They just show these images. They don't tell you what all of them are.
Well, I'll tell you
like they're the kings of citation needed, right? Like
it's also, I'll tell you the paintings. A lot of the paints that they used to use back
kings of citation needed.
Kings of citation. a lot of the paints that were used back in the day were done with egg tempera, which would turn black over time.
Black.
And it took hundreds of years for people to realize that, those pigments turned black after hundreds of years.
No, it just means that they were black and they were painted by black people and everybody used
that's
to be
not
black.
A European, that's not a black face, though. That's a white face.
I just, when I go through this, I want to get along with these guys and talk to them.
Well, I want to just tell them, I don't have anything against this stuff for you. Like, I don't think it's right, but I don't really care.
It's like, what?
Like, this is the least offensive stuff of anything. It's like, just fun.
Can we come to a resolution of this that doesn't involve like what you want? I mean, which is they want reparations and violence. They look at us as the people who did this crazy thing to them that I don't believe is true.
Well, what I always say to blacks like this,
like, why don't
you
just go over there and do this stuff, and we'll be over here and do this, and we won't fight about it anymore.
Well, what I always say to blacks like this is, look, white nationalists are your best friends.
Yeah,
outside of black people. because like we're the only ones that'll actually respect
like,
this.
I understand this. I think it's goofy and shitty.
It's funny. It is funny. But we're also like the only people that will say to you, you know what? That's fine. I would say.
I see the utility.
This black guy says he goes to the Christian preachers, and he's like, "You've got to change those images of Jesus." Now I'm wondering if he's going to black.
I believe he's talking about black.
So.
I believe he would be. I don't know why he would go to white ones, but yeah,
but he's right. They should change those pictures.
But a black Jesus picture is like the cringiest thing on earth. Of course, when I see one, it's like,
of course it is. But I don't give a fuck.
Right. Anyway,
all that shit is cringe as fuck.
What else do we got? Story of Heru.
So in 325, it was decided that Jesus Christ would be a son of God. In 325, it was decided that Jesus Christ would be born in the manger in Bethlehem.
Okay.
Up until the Nicene Council, most people believed that Jesus Christ was born in a cave in Ethiopia.
What?
Again, citation needed.
I know.
What? Where is he getting this from? Where did this come from?
I have heard this Jesus born in Ethiopia. I've never heard anyone say that most people believe this.
Yeah, I want to know where the...
I've never heard this.
It's basically like KRS-One believes this.
Yeah, and look, we, again, not. I don't want to have to always...
Do you know
like,
the name
well,
of the Council of Nicaea? Because I don't really know anything about it. The Council of Nicaea.
Council of Nicaea is where
I know what it was, but like, I don't know anything about it. Like,
it has nothing to do with what he's talking about.
Okay.
No, they didn't. They did not decide. Well, they did decide on the basic doctrines.
Yeah, they put together
the
Bible.
The church,
wasn't that a Bible editing session?
Yes.
A bunch of editors got together.
They decided which...
Listen,
books...
we've got to trim the fat out of this tome. It's a little repetitive and redundant. You know,
well, they had a bunch of different things, and yeah. They decided we're going to keep this and keep that out. And I guess on some level, maybe they decided that because at that point they decided that they were going to include the gospel according to Luke, which is where the Bethlehem manger story comes from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's where you read about that. Certainly the gospel according to Mark does not have that. Mark's gospel starts when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't talk about his birth. So that comes out of the gospel according to Luke, and that's a story. Now, I'll give him something.
Okay.
Which is, now he might not know this or understand this. Now, when the first Luke was written, we don't know. It was definitely sometime at least a couple hundred years after the death of Jesus. And it was a story, Roman stories. It was written to evangelize to the Romans. So when you look at the Gospels, you can kind of get a different feel for all of them. So Mark is the oldest gospel, right? And all the other gospels contain Mark within them. And that's sort of like the most sort of bland, plain. So short, it was very short. You could read Mark in like a couple hours.
Okay.
And then after that, you get Matthew. Matthew Levi was a Jew, mm-hmm. and of the Levi priestly class. And so you read the book of Matthew, and Jesus is very Jewish in the book of Matthew.
Oh, God.
It's a very Jewish book. And that's where he says, like,
There's like, what, three major sources, and all of the subdivisions are based off of that. Like, if you're talking about textual criticism of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Bart Ehrman or whoever, well, like, Bart, dug
Bart,
into this?
Oh, God. Oh, boy. You're going to trigger the fuck out of Christians if you start talking about Bart Ehrman. Bart Ehrman is just the preeminent New Testament textual scholar in the world. And look, but a lot of this isn't just him. Like, this is scholarship from even before him. This is sort of basic. And it's just basic. You don't even have to go into the textual criticism to understand
the basics. This is basic because my buddy was in seminary, and he explained the same things that we're talking about now. Yeah. About,
Luke is a Roman name, right? So Luke is a Roman name, and the gospel according to Luke is a book to proselytize to the Romans. And that's why they have... Well, then they're like, oh, the decree came out from Caesar Augustus. And there are some things that don't really make sense. Like, why do they have to go back to their own hometown to get taxed? And no decree ever went out. Like, there's no other record of such a decree. So it's like, because they had to kind of retcon everyone going back to their own town. It doesn't matter. But the question is, like, I don't know when Luke was written, but on some level, there was a story that they told about how Jesus was born that was meant to make him an appealing figure to Romans. And that is the Gospel of Luke was written for that purpose. Now, it was written prior to 325.
But the 325 is when
the Bible was put together. Yeah.
That was when it was amended. It was tacked on.
Yeah. Anyway. But this guy, I don't know if he's able to grasp this complicated history.
He basically he does this caved in head, like, okay, that the Bible was established and was codified in 325. Therefore, everything before that, like, was just
it didn't exist. It was just air.
Yeah, it was just a fog of holiness.
Well,
and everybody just
So,
you know,
he's saying they came together.
They came up with that right then. Like, You know what? We'll say Bethlehem because fuck those black Negroes from Ethiopia in their cave.
And he's also implying that there was a conscious decision,
right,
to remove Africa from the story.
Which I guarantee Africa was not a factor.
Was not even a factor in 325 in the Council of Nicaea.
I mean, the Egyptian dick washer race was not like part of the...
This was not really an issue. I don't know how much contact with Europeans blacks had even had at that time. I'm sure maybe there was
Didn't
some.
You know that they invented everything for the Europeans?
Oh.
You forgot. I mean, they taught them how to like use soap, divide.
Somewhere along the line. We kept using it and they forgot.
Even in Ethiopia till today.
Oh! I'm sorry, I cut off that howler. He said that not only did the that the majority of people think it back then, that the majority of people in Ethiopia think that today.
Of course they do.
Believe that Jesus Christ was born in a cave in Ethiopia, even in Ethiopia till today.
Of course they believe
Christmas
that.
Was not celebrated in December 25th.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold up.
We're getting real woke here.
Didn't he just... But the he's contradicting the other guy who just...
I know, the guy just said that, like,
He just said Heru was born on December 25th. I mean, okay, whatever.
Don't worry, it doesn't...
See, none of this has to make sense.
See, no, this is why blacks make such good Christians. I mean, they are very adept. They're
totally fine with contradictions.
Yeah, they're totally good.
They're not adept. They're just stupid. They don't realize it's a contradiction, man.
They're fine with internal contradictions. I mean,
they don't see the contradiction.
Well, they just forget
what
they heard 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, right.
So, all right, dude, really, you're acting like they're rationalizing contradiction. No, they're too dumb to realize it's a contradiction.
Just, yeah, I was just making a joke about contradictions and Christianity.
It's terrible.
He was joking.
I was just doing a bit. Just a bit.
All right.
Let's just
get this through your little head here.
Was not celebrated in December 25th. For hundreds of years, it was celebrated in August. They moved it to December 25th because that's the Egyptian celebration of the birth of the son of the sun. Talking about Heru and Osiris.
I'm gonna need a citation on this Egyptian birth of the sun ceremony.
Well, I've seen several things where like December 25th has been a significant date in religions in all kinds of different religions. I've seen that.
Well,
before.
I remember the Peter Joseph Zeitgeist movie, but that was all bullshit.
Oh, was it all bullshit? No, maybe that's where I heard it.
Dude, the intro to the Peter Joseph Zeitgeist movie is like actually not that different than this. Like it's like this tier level of religious analysis.
I wonder
and
if that's what
totally
it was.
Totally bogus.
It might have been, and it was bogus.
And they talk about like Krishna and like all these other figures that were supposedly Christ-like and were supposedly born December 25th and then died after and then rose after 3 days. It's all bullshit.
It was all bullshit.
Yeah. Now my understanding is the December 20. My understanding is that we're talking about Winter solstice,
probably,
and other festivals, and other European. Oh my God, European festivals.
Oh
like,
my God.
Well, like the Saturnalia. There's
the
winter
solstice.
Did you say
Saturnalia? Did you bring up Saturnalia?
That's how I say it.
Yeah.
So I could say like the death metal song.
But also, we know about the Yule in the Germanic and the Nordic traditions, which is the most comfy of all holidays.
Yes, because you're just inside by the fire.
I mean, see all these. Look at all these Yuletide. Look at these Yuletide decorations up here. Oh, my hand get caught. Look at these Yuletide decorations.
Oh, wait, let me do the. I'll do
look
the
at me. I'm hidden behind the Yuletide
decorations. Yeah, I was like hidden behind the Yuletide decorations.
I'm literally like hiding in the Christmas tree.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't expect. Something happened to the interface on this program.
I'm not comfortable hiding in a Christmas tree. I mean, I'm accustomed to yelling at people, telling them to shut up because I'm a professional.
And I do have one thing I want to say though about this is that I love
rock
the
and roll.
Pagan Christmas imagery.
Put another dime in the jukebox?
No, I actually don't. But I love the Christmas tree and the holly and
Christmas.
All of the
great.
All the decorations and stuff. And people if I understand the complaints.
I love the holiday
beer. I understand the complaints that Christ was removed from it and the imagery is non-religious and stuff like that. But it's not non-cultural.
Right.
Because it feels so comfy to us because it comes from our European roots. This is a fundamentally Germanic European celebration. Mm-hmm. And the tree and the holly and the wreaths and all of this stuff comes out of the winter experience of Nordic people. And I'm never going to counter signal it. And the festival of lights and all that stuff, the candles. Look, you can put up your manger and all that stuff, and I don't care.
But that's Hanukkah.
You never put up candles?
The festival of lights? You trying to get us in trouble again?
Oh, it's like that picture of me with the Hanukkah candles behind me or whatever, right? Which are actually not. There's like two red candles behind me from an old Christmas picture of my family that was dug up. And I was like, what, like a Christian never lit a candle?
No.
Never been to church?
Let's move on. We're only halfway through this thing, and we're already done 53 minutes. This is never going to work.
Okay.
We might do the whole episode right here in one sitting.
All right, well, we can just breeze through the rest then.
The hidden truth about Santa Claus.
The image that we have of Santa Claus is the
It's our boy.
Okay, this is gonna. Okay, now I'm psyched for that's Tariq Nasheed right there.
Yeah.
Okay, I am psyched for this. I want to see how these people rationalize
this shit
clearly Germanic fucking myth.
Oh, dude, this shit made me mad. I honestly got
now,
mad.
This is appropriation.
This is appropriation.
I want to see his suit again. I want to critique his suit real quick.
The image that we have of Santa Claus is all right,
let's take a look at what he's got.
He's just got some Bauer suit on.
Whatever. Rosy cheek, European, jolly guy. And that image was created sometime in the early 1800s. But the real Santa Claus was a man by the name of St. Nicholas. And when I do research about St. Nicholas, the real St. Nicholas, the further back I go, the blacker St. Nicholas gets. And when you look at
the more the paint fades, the older it is.
You know why? Because St. Nicholas tortured black children with large gauge IVs. That's why.
St. McNabb. St. Narcan. St. Narcan.
Oh, God.
So... It's literally the paint is fading.
He keeps going.
St. Nicholas gets. And when you look at pictures and portraits of St. Nicholas in museums in Europe, St. Nicholas is totally black. And there's a museum in Italy that has an old painting of St. Nicholas, and he has like dark skin, woolly hair. So people have to...
But for some reason, he has a pointy ass, as he would say, alkaline nose.
Hmm.
I don't know if you remember, if you caught that.
Dude, alkaline. No,
this
guy,
Tariq Nasheed, is literally like, Taylor. Well, why are the paintings in Europe, Tariq?
Yeah, right.
Why are the paintings in Europe? Where are the paintings of him?
It's another internal contradiction of the scripture here. It's like.
That's how it helps to be dumb.
The Europeans created all of these images in their own image in order to subjugate the rest of the world. Yet, for some reason, the older image have them in the African image. Like, wait, what? Are you telling me the early Europeans worshipped these African?
This is way too complicated. So, a chain of reasoning.
I know, but you want to tell me that, like, since you want your gods to match the image of your oppressor, are you telling me that Africans oppressed Europeans at one point, and so they worshipped all these images that were African looking? Or the paint faded.
That looks like the paint faded to me.
I'm a little concerned because, like, why isn't the hand faded? But
Is
it just the shadow from the halo around his head? Let's put it on the thing here.
Whatever it is, it's clearly a painting of a white person. It has a
pointy ass nose, and there's something up with the
yeah.
I don't know what to tell these people, but it's just like by your own fucking logic, like this, he would have to be white.
There's no logic.
All right, I said your own, as if the existence of logic is subjective and theirs is
wouldn't evidence of logic.
I know a lot about paint, all right? No, I'm just kidding. Well, let's move on. This is just so...
Realize.
This is the only part where I got rustled, where I was actually mad. I'm
well,
like,
Tariq Nasheed. He's so dumb, he's a meme.
What was fucking ties? Ties... fucking terrible.
It's a huge tie. It's like a fucking very
big. What happened with this tie? The rest of the outfit not so bad. Shoulders a little fucked up.
It's like a silky silky dish towel. Just like
he's got like a Jerry Seinfeld tie on. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Hair. So people have to realize that the Santa Claus that we know and love today is based on a black saint from Europe.
A black saint from Europe.
A black saint from Europe.
I don't know. I don't know either, man. I'm just delivering this stuff. I'm just bringing it to you. I'm just making sure that you guys know about this. This is out there.
Yeah, I guess so. It's funny that he's not claiming the saint is. It's funny that he does still claim that it's from Europe. It's from Europe, but he was black. Why was he black?
Does he know about Svart Pete?
Yes, I know. I know about Black Pete.
I'm sure he does too. He's not upset.
Well, Black Pete is literally fucking Sambo.
He's actually white, though. Oh, so he's a Hindu god. The Hindu god of Christmas. All right, let's see what's
next.
Black
Pete is literally a fucking Sambo.
Want to get to the part where fucking KRS-One owns himself.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. The Council of Nicaea. Apparently, they're going to do a bit on the Godcast now.
The Council of Nicaea was an effort by Constantine to control the people through military and through religion. Whoever can control your concept of God has a weapon more powerful than any physical weapon, than any sword, any gun, any atomic weapon. Whoever controls how you relate to the
that was a good one. Did you hear that snap? That was a good snap. I was like, she's got a good log going on there. I don't know.
He's saying here is not wrong.
No,
either.
No, he's not wrong.
Will not only control you, but can control your children. Your children's children. So
yeah.
Was at the Council of Nicaea.
Constantine, this emperor, needed to find a way to consolidate his power because the people that he conquered in various parts of the world had different religions, different ideologies. And it was at Nicaea where he brought together these theologians, these scholars, if you will, to hammer out
and it was black.
Uniform theology.
No, that's better than that.
Everyone would follow. And if Constantine could convince people to take Jesus as God on earth and change that he was a human being, then they could take over the control of the Catholic Church and make one. So they invited. And one of the priests was an African known as Arius.
Listen to this.
Bishop Arius, so they were going into the Arian heresy.
Black Who Died for Jesus by Mark Hyman. Gives the story of Mark Hyman. Arius. There's a book called Blacks Who Died for Jesus by Mark Hyman.
He's claiming the Arians are black. You jumped the gun. He's going to the Arian that he is.
Gives the story of Arius. Arius now gets word that Constantine knows Arius is coming to dispute this. Because he's saying, how are you going to tell people this? Nobody's going to believe that story. That Immaculate Conception, come on. You know, that's written on the walls of Egypt. That's a mythology. That's an analogy. You're not supposed to believe that story. That's a nice story to live by, that each and every one of us has Jesus within us and every birth is an Immaculate Conception. But there was no one boy born
wrong.
As the Son of God to free. Come on. You can't. Constantine said, look, come on over here. Nicaea, I'm going to talk to you. He found out that he was going to be assassinated. So he fled into Europe with his followers. Arius and his followers became known as the Arians. Wouldn't Hitler have a heart attack if he knew he was a bunch of black folk? Everybody.
And that heretic's name was Arian.
Yeah.
And those black folks were the Arian.
Yes. He's actually, well, it's just so people understand, that's a different, he's deriving the word Arian and it's totally wrong. That's not the same Arian.
To say, like, those black people, they were called the Arians. It's like these fucking little stories. Series. You look
also,
now
I'm getting that. This guy looks like George W. Bush.
You look fatigued now. You look like this is wearing down on you. Like,
it is.
It's like, it's
it
not
is
funny
wearing,
anymore.
No, I mean, that
it
was,
is. It's wearing me down because I had to deal with this.
Well,
court.
The thing is,
in
I'm just like,
I had to deal with, like,
see, I didn't refresh on all this stuff, so I'm like, I want to talk about, like, the Arian heresy and all stuff, but I'm not, like, I need to do some refresher. I will say with confidence that
this guy has a cool Sisters of Mercy hat on.
What the
fuck? Is that me? Does that look
onk?
Like? Does that look like?
Is,
Jordan?
Is that a fucking onk on
yes,
there?
Yes, it's an onk.
Yes. This is some extremely high level LARPing. Yeah.
You ready?
Who was worshipping ISIS and dealing with mostly a comedic religious philosophy, they said, we can't do this. This is ridiculous. This reminds me, there's no man called Jesus Christ. We ain't never heard of him. Well, Jesus Christ will take Hesus, which was the sun god in the West, and we'll take Christos, which was the sun god in the East, and we'll put them together. We'll have a name.
Hesus
and so
Christos?
What did he do? A man named Apollonius of Tyana at that time, who had studied philosophy in Kemet, was teaching.
There's no evidence
healer,
of that.
In Kemet.
Working miracles. He was a hero at that time. So he became the template for Jesus Christ.
Okay, so hold on a sec.
Yeah.
We just heard there were 16 individuals named Christ, the Anointed One, prior to Jesus. And now he's saying, no, Christ, again, another just total contradiction.
Well, they're saying that they're saying the change is that they decided that Christ was the actual Son of God, not just a human being.
No,
like,
he's actually changing something where he's not, it's a different story than what the other guy told. He's saying it's a combination of Hesos, some god Hesos,
Christos,
and some god Christos, who they just put a picture of some black Indian god up, and it's all like this or that. Or the
yeah.
Other. Now, Apollonius, the Apollonius and Jesus story is interesting, where they said, now their stories are similar in some ways, but they are divergent in others. I think Europeans would have been better off had they made Apollonius their Messiah, because he would have not have been, he would have been free of Semitic influence.
Yes.
First slave ship, the first ship that was used to bring Africans from the continent
and transport them across the Americas was known as the good ship Jesus. And as Alex Haley said when he did his research for Roots, he said that traditionally, Roots, when Africans were loaded on the slave ships, the captain in his log would see to it that the first two people loaded aboard those slave ships were a man and a woman, and they were recorded in the ship's log as Adam and Eve. The African priests were always smarter than the European thief.
Here we go.
Always remember that. The thief is never smarter than the one he or she is taking from. The one he or she is taking from is a superior being. That's why you're stealing.
Why are you always stealing cars then?
Like, are you sure that's where you want to go?
Is that
where
you want to go with that?
I mean, you want to go with that.
That's the self own. I've been waiting.
Hold up.
I'm going to let you finish. But what was that you said about the people you're stealing from being better than you?
Yeah. Like, I mean, look, KRS. Yeah,
it's easy.
If you want to do that.
It's like, yes, the rightful owner of that car has always been smarter and better.
Yes.
And the Negro stealing it from.
Yeah. I mean.
And that just comes out of nowhere. Like, what?
Yeah.
They just throw that.
Also, I really don't.
I should have paused it after Adam and Eve.
I can agree.
What's the significance of the Adam and Eve slave ship thing?
I don't even know what he thought the significance of that was. First of all, it's heavily needed here.
But it's also just like they didn't know where else in the documentary to shove that, so they just shoehorned it into the middle of the religious discussion.
I'm even wondering if Alex Haley even said that.
Does that mean that Adam and Eve were invented during the slave trade? Like, did they edit that into the Bible at that point?
I don't know where he's trying to get at with that. Or maybe he's saying, like, white people knew they were, like, stealing. Like
stealing
the people of Genesis.
Oh, okay, yes.
Something like that. I don't know, but I don't even know that Alex Haley said that. That's my other question. It's like blacks get so much stuff wrong. It's like he's citing Alex Haley, but it's like, where did he say that? He said he did his research for Roots.
Yeah.
Roots.
I have no idea.
I'll also say this. I mean, the African priest was not smarter than Europeans.
Right.
Now, it's one thing to say if you steal something from somebody, that you're probably stupider than the person that acquired it through earning it somehow, right?
Otherwise, you just earn your own.
But if your entire race is being brought over, and I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying clearly the smarter person here is the one that has ships and army and guns and can corral your people into chains and breed.
Well, exactly.
Clearly the smarter race. Now, it doesn't mean it's right.
They Europeans and dragged them over to Africa, did they?
No,
that never
Africans
happened.
Did not enslave whites. Now, there have been occasions of white people being enslaved in various places and occasionally being enslaved by non-whites. There is no example of black Africans traveling to Europe, kidnapping Europeans and bringing them back home to slave in farms that don't even exist in sub-Saharan Africa to this day.
Yeah, what would they have slaves do in Africa?
Yeah, exactly.
Sit around like them.
What would they be doing?
Let's finish KRS one. We're almost through it here. We only got about a minute and a half left. 2 minutes.
This is the whole point to why you're taking. Because what we got, you ain't got. And in the case of...
He said in our language, educated by our people.
That's where it starts
to get ugly. It's like Chris.
We don't have that. That sense of happiness and just like no self-consciousness about anything you've done. Just that unabashed... pride in your own race. We don't have that.
It's like, it's nice that they've built this whole...
We don't have that, man.
They can build it. The thing that sucks is that there's a lot of resentment in their belief system. Like, their belief system... It's one thing if they're like, oh, we have these black gods and black Jesus and black Christos or whatever, black Jesus, and like, I don't care about that, but it's like... But your mythology fundamentally is always going to involve a white devil.
Yeah, I mean, they always like to say that...
They always say
that we need the other. It's like, oh, no, my friend. Like, your entire thing is built on this other, and like we're not just a thing you want to disregard and get away from. Like, we're the devil to you.
Yeah.
So you're always... And with us, it's totally... It's like, I don't...
Quetzalcoatl!
I don't blame these people for everything. Quetzalcoatl?
From Ace Ventura 2? When they kept saying,
shit,
like, Quetzalcoatl, and Ace Ventura's like, what does Quetzalcoatl mean? And the black guy's like, oh, that means white devil.
Ah.
And so he's like, And so then the guy's like yells at Quince Wolcher, Quince Wolcher. He's like, wait, wait, let me guess. He just said, white devil, white devil. He's like, oh, so you do speak our language. It was such a stupid joke, but like.
Wow, a stupid joke in a Jim Carrey movie.
No, but it was funny because the joke was on like the African's actual inability to reason.
Once you
tell him that Quince Wolcher means white devil.
Yes.
He thinks you know that it means white devil, that, oh, so you do.
You do speak our language.
Yeah, so that, and it's so funny. That's actually really racist, if you think about it.
Yeah. But right. What else we got here? This very smart gentleman is back.
King James, I believe it was 1604 when he initiated, 1609, when he commissioned a group of 50 men to pull together all of the references, all of the biblical references in existence. And one of the men who, it is said, participated in this project was the most prolific writer of the English language at that time, a man by the name of William Shakespeare.
Oh, here we go.
William Shakespeare did work on that project, but as with many religious works that were commissioned during that era, none of the authors were allowed to put their signatures on their works. So artists, being the creative people that they are, found creative ways of putting their signatures.
Here we go.
Psalms 46, verse 3, and Psalms 46, verse 9. 46 words from the beginning of Psalms 46 is the word shake. The 46 word from the end of Psalms 46:9 is the word spear.
Just
Shakespeare's
just
name. Now, it's, if you look
amazing
at other versions of the Bible, not the King James Version, but other versions of the Bible, you won't find that same correlation.
Wait, you
Kudonic
mean like
got shit on this?
You mean like other languages have completely different syntax and different word counts and,
well,
convey the same thing? So
also,
that Shakespeare is not in the fucking original.
Yeah, but also. Different translations in English.
Yes, won't have
won't
that
have that same pattern. What,
it's just like,
dude,
tinfoil,
this guy.
It's really gone off the rails.
What is the point of this?
I don't
though?
Know.
What, that, be, what does that prove about black people?
It's just more spoopy shit, right?
Yeah, this is like this numerological.
Like,
this is like caved in head textual criticism. Like,
I don't know.
Bart Ehrman is horrified at this
because the blacks like watch this go, oh shit. You know,
yeah, that's basically the.
They just saw a magic trick.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't. It's fucking wild.
It's like, bro. Dude.
I think this is basically it. I think it's 24.
I can't even.
James Version. We are so far removed from the reality
of our. Okay, wait, hold on a second.
Only
so that was just. That's it with that then.
Yeah, that's that. There's no more significance to it.
It's just like, here's a little piece of
check out
spoopy,
this cool, yeah.
Check out this spoopy conspiracy theory where I do something.
We might have to pass this on to the paranormies for further fucking analysis.
Oh, God.
They could fucking take this shit apart. I mean, it's
as a prank, we just tell Johnny this and see what he does with it.
Oh, the Shakespeare thing?
Yeah.
He'll probably believe it. Just kidding.
No, just show it to him. See his reaction. See what he says. But as a prank.
But like, did Shakespeare work on that? I mean,
I'm gonna need a citation on that one.
But I mean, would that be problematic for you if he did? Like, what is this like?
I have literally never heard that before, and it's not even something that crossed my mind. And I don't think it's true. So
I don't think it's true. But if it was, if it were, like, I'm sitting over here like, okay, that was pretty cool.
But I mean, if that right there, look, let me. I like hesitant to even look it up because it is so absurd. Like, I'm quite sure that this is not the case.
Well, if you look it up, you're gonna, you know, this is what happens when you try to chase after these claims. The only Google results you get are these weird, shitty black sites, and it's like you have to sift through pages of that before you find something that's not that, and you just can't find it. It's
like QAnon, but better.
Yeah, Jew-anon.
Black-anon.
That didn't work. Quantavious-anon.
I've never heard that claim before in my life.
And it didn't, but I see, like when the, I was first the, watching this, I thought he was going to and by the way, Shakespeare's black.
Yeah,
I've heard that
like,
before.
I thought we were going to Shakespeare's black.
But he doesn't
black,
do that. So I assume that maybe elsewhere in the doc, because this is just a 14.5-minute clip of this documentary that I don't know how long it is, and I'm maybe like elsewhere.
Maybe they go back to
yeah, in another section they go into and probably show that prove that he's black, but they don't hear, but Anyway, let's just go to our pal Topographical Evidence is going to close it out. I can't remember what the ending is, but hopefully it's a howler.
The King James Version.
We are so far removed from the reality of our African spirituality. And until we cast aside...
That's African right spirituality right there.
We can't be free.
I just love that smile he does. That
yeah,
fucking,
he does that like...
That smug fucking...
That's how he establishes like friendship.
That fucking look, that fake, because you see him, he's flexing so many muscles to make that smile happen. Because that's not a happy smile. That's a trust me, guy. That's a Semitic.
It's almost like a merchant smile. Yeah,
it really is.
I'm still like dumbfounded by this Shakespeare
claim. I like this guy though. This guy, I actually do like.
They're all funny.
This guy's pretty insightful. They're funny, but this guy has a strong sense.
That's the real white racism,
right? But this guy has people.
They're just funny.
But I'm telling you, this guy has a strong sense of himself, of his identity, and more importantly, what he wants his people's identity to be. As high yellow as he is, this guy is mixed into the fucking oblivion. If you look at him, I think this is the guy that like LARPs as like a Native American as well, and I like it because he exudes this strength about him, and you can tell he's trying to lead. And is anyone following him? I don't know. But it's like you said before, like imagine, or it's like Alex said before, imagine we had like a quarter of this guy's self-assurance.
So, you know, I looked up Shakespeare King James Bible, and there's stuff on it, but it's all conspiracy shit.
It's all just...
And the years line up. That's the main thing I wanted to see, because I didn't remember the years that Shakespeare was alive.
Yeah,
I'm the Western canon, I don't know it perfectly.
They would be the thing where they would pull up, but it was actually five years old.
Line up, and apparently, even in the Wikipedia article for Psalm 46, Shakespeare's
alleged involvement.
Yeah.
But like this wouldn't be like a deep dark secret we're trying to keep from everyone if it were true, right? I mean that's generally if you have a conspiracy like this. This is like a Paul McCartney's dead, only it's nowhere near as salacious, you know? Like the evidence in the Beatles album covers and it's like
yeah. Basically this is a claim that's actually been now I don't even think this is a claim that originated with blacks. Because to notice that deep in the text of one psalm in the Bible where like the words like match up that are some kind of like supposed to, that's like numerological thinking, and white people have been doing like weird numerological analyses of the Bible for like quite some time. And apparently this has been around for a while. It's got a little footnote on the Wikipedia article for Psalm 46, but no serious scholar takes it serious.
No, so, that's generally. Yeah,
and I had never heard.
And that's
before.
Always because serious scholars are gatekeepers.
Well, they
and
also want
of the
evidence.
System and
they want evidence other than that.
Yeah,
and that's like the only evidence. Now they don't rule out the possibility that Shakespeare might have worked on the Bible, but there's no evidence of it.
Right. Right, and that means somebody's hiding something.
It was contemporary with it, but
well, just imagine though. Just imagine. Imagine this, like. Christmas future where white people stand up and say, hey, we built everything that you fucking idiots enjoy. Okay. We built the world. We created most of the religions that are worth actually believing in. Look at us. We are great, great human beings.
What are you going to start writing physics books? You're going to start writing physics books now?
You say, what are you, Julian von Eberle or something? What the hell is this?
You are.
Yeah.
What a terrible thing to say around Christmas. Saying it before Christmas, but not published till after Christmas. What a awful thing to say during the season. Those awful sentiments transcending the season.
I mean, I keep thinking back to like those stone-faced white people just sitting in that meeting. It's like, just admit it. Just fucking admit it. Everything in this community, you built that. You created this. Like, we created the civilization.
No.
We did all of this.
You don't
just be proud of yourself.
You don't save lives. Yeah. The system does.
Yeah, the system. Yeah, that's a very odd sentiment. I've never...
Yeah. Anyway. Well, okay, let's, I'd call that an hour. That's an hour and 18 minutes.
Yeah, it's an hour. Let's just finish out and say, hey, have a very white Christmas.
Well, this is after Christmas, so you can't say that. Like, have a happy New Year.
We're gonna do a
show on New Year's Eve, so we're gonna do another hour of this. We'll record it on Friday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll complete this, so I hope you enjoyed your, the first half of your paywall, tedious Christmas special, Dreaming of Black Christmas. We will be right back.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, I am Trent Holmgren, and together with Graf Rudolph, we are happy to present to you the only Christmas album you'll ever need to play on loop for the entire month of December ever again. The TRS Tinsel Reindeer Santa Christmas Album. The lyrical content of these songs are derived from exciting and uplifting news stories from around the globe in this final week before Christmas. You're all certainly familiar with Silent Night, the slow-paced Christian hymn to the Lord which once stopped a world war, if only briefly. Well, the first track on our new album is a new and improved version of that song, Soylent Night, an equally slow-paced song about mermaids. No, not the mythical sea creatures. The sex change charity accused of using intimidation and blackmail to promote fertility-compromising treatments for underage children, and how they just won 500,000 British pounds in the British National Lottery. It's a great song to sing with transitioning family and friends as they teeter on the edge of self-termination. Track number two picks up the pace a bit. The 12 Months of Brexit is a fast-paced, easy-to-learn song about the newest proposed post-Brexit immigration rules, which will allow potentially tens of thousands of hard-working elves from all over the non-white third world to flood into Santa's workshop in the UK and stay there for up to 12 months. Haha! You retards thought you were getting independence and would avoid the refugee crisis of the mainland. Oops! Womp womp. Five golden rees. Now, after getting your spirits up, it's time to pay homage again to our Lord in the song O Holy Knot, which is a musical version of Pope Francis's recent pathetic plea for Christians to stop secularizing Christmas. This comes from the same Pope Francis who uses every opportunity, including Christmas, to shame white Christians into replacing themselves with Muslims in their own countries. And you heard it here. Santa Claus, Frosty the Snowman, and Elf on a Shelf are worse than Muslim invaders. In before people actually claiming this on the alt-right. Next up is a lovely tune titled I'll Definitely Be Home for Christmas, guest starring Alex McNabb, who sings this homage to family after making some boomer retard lose his shit in a public hearing after trying to shut down McNabb's paramedic crew in their underserved area. You are a hero, my man. Enjoy the holidays and your time off. Did you know that some people celebrate Christmas in India? Well, no one really cares about that, but the album's next song is titled I Saw Mommy Kissing Bob's in Vagine. It's a cute little ditty about four transgender women who have been allowed to pray at an Indian temple at the center of a bitter row over whether women should be permitted to enter. The he-she's, or shims, or whatever they identify as, all wore black saris and were allowed to enter on Tuesday under heavy police protection. The temple has historically been closed to women of menstruating age, as it should be. Track number six is based on another homage to the Lord, but this time it's called Do You Hear What I Smear? And is a story about Klaus Relolius, who, in addition to almost being named Santa Claus, was recently fired by German news tabloid Der Spiegel for just fucking making shit up in the gay-ass human interest articles he wrote, including a story about immigration and the U.S.-Mexican border, in which he had fabricated information about seeing a sign in a town in Minnesota that read, Mexicans keep out. Always remember, fam, the left, and German journalists in particular, cannot meme. Along that same vein comes song number seven, which is titled God Wreck Ye Michel Belgium Man, and this special song is dedicated to Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel, who has been forced to hand in his resignation after anger over UN Migration Compact brought down the country's government. And a great follow-up to that classic holiday tune is song number eight, Goy to the World, a joyous tune about Denmark's immigration minister, Inger Støjberg, who has told the country's Somali invaders to fuck right off back home and work on improving their own country after the Danish government ruled parts of Somalia safe. Haha! Get fucked, skinnies. No more white country for you. Speaking or singing of skinnies, children will love this next song. Based on the holiday classic Jingle Bells, track number nine is titled Jigaboo Bells and is a fun song about African pop star Diamond Platnumz, who has been barred from performing in Tanzania after he played a song which the authorities had banned for being sexually suggestive. His song, Mwanza, contains the Swahili word for horny, and dancers are seen in a video simulating sex. The authorities accused him of behaving indecently, aka like a nigger. You and your family will be singing shit all night long. We know you've been waiting for it, and yes, this amazing collection of holiday songs does indeed include White Christmas, but this version is called White Family Christmas, and is a wonderful tale of Gina Atunuke Knight, a proud black Kwang who grew up as an African adoptee of two white parents. This tale about the abject failure of mixed-raced families will warm your icy racist hearts as she warbles on about how she enjoyed spending time with her friend's full black parents instead of her mixed-raced friends and her white cuck parents. We can imagine your shock. There are other songs sure to be topping the Christmas charts too, such as Baby There's Kikes Outside, an homage to the recent blacklisting of Baby It's Cold Outside, which are sure to make your Christmas a special one. So get the Christmas grocery shopping done, wish somebody a heartfelt Happy Hanukkah, and pop this album into the cassette deck or whatever you kids are using these days. We sincerely wish our listeners and or fans a wonderful Christmas surrounded by family and friends and a fun and safe New Year's celebration. Please remember, those who cannot be with their families and friends this Christmas season for various reasons, clown world or otherwise, we'll see you goys and shixes in 2019.
Okay. My home is Merry Christmas. It's a very nice amulet.
Hey, like this, you like my Jesus piece here? Like that? I'm gonna wear this. I'm wearing this all winter.
Like my grill?
It's all iced out. You can't. It's so bright. The camera can't even pick it up. See, it just turns white.
That's just fucking scary.
Yeah, I should go. Wait, hold on a second.
This doesn't fit. I don't know how to do this.
It doesn't fit, and it's scary.
It is scary.
I'm gonna go like full rapper style. So rappers don't wear flannels anymore. That was like a '90s thing. So
oh really? I thought we were back to flannels.
Yeah, just like.
Oh, this is about the tedious black Christmas.
Black Christmas.
Dreaming of a black Christmas.
Welcome to a black Christmas.
TDS. So, and yeah, I think
now that's straight up rapper style, right? Oh, yeah. Better.
Yeah, better? That's good. I guess so.
Sort of.
T-shirt.
Whatever.
How's it? A talc okay. Shirt. A girl. Gang, gang, gang. I can't keep up.
Gang.
Anyway. So I think this is going to be hour one because we already recorded hour one, but I think it was like so funny we won't be able to beat it. So
yeah, we're not going to be able to beat hour one.
We'll turn hour one into hour two.
Yes.
And then this will be hour. So we're going to...
blocking the Jesus piece.
So we're going to do some black news. Okay. In hour two, we're going to watch some black documentary material. No, totally, territorially non-fiction.
I wish that we hadn't already done it. Because, like, that's the that was really good material.
It was really good.
Like, I want to go back.
I feel
back
like we can't
that.
Live up to that. I kind of want to do that. We should just watch it again.
Should we just do it again?
We'll just bust out Hidden Colors.
Do the same. But do we have more Hidden Colors?
I feel like we shouldn't just, like, go to that well, like, twice in one show. Like, maybe save some for February, you know?
Haven't done Hidden Colors stuff in, like...
I know. But don't worry, there's some news pieces here that aren't anywhere near as funny. We'll get everybody in the mood for Black Christmas.
All right. I kind of want to just watch Hidden Colors.
You don't want to do a commentary, you just want to watch it. So it's,
yeah, I just want to watch it.
Sven, Mike, and comment. Alex here. I had a grill in my mouth.
I'm cold.
It was sent. Who sent these? I forgot.
This is sent by the Love Street.
Oh, the Love Street crew.
Yeah.
Oh, by the actual blacks.
Yes. By actual blacks.
Actual black people sent us these things. There we go. Yeah, I can't get them
to fit. Yeah.
They will not stay.
Supposed
on
to
my
bend
teeth,
these little so. Tabs, and it's just not happening.
Once they're in your mouth, it's very difficult. This is like all silliness. But we have like four grills.
We have four.
We don't even have four people here.
Not grills, but grills. There's no grills.
Yeah, not, there's no girls here. There's just grills.
Just grills. So this. Oh God, I want to watch Hidden Colors so
just
bad.
Now
I
just
right.
Look like a retard though.
Yeah,
like,
you just kind of just look. Because you have to like hold it in place with your tongue and your lip.
You got
to
hold it with your teeth. You can't just. Yeah.
It's no good.
Weird. I'm gonna like pop out a tooth.
Mm. So I guess to open up, we'll go to the our first Black Christmas story that I have here.
Gary.
This is from, this is on Black, what is this website? BlackAmericaWeb.com. That's Rob.
Very
Maggie.
Good website.
Very good. It's a decent website. I pulled a couple headlines from there. Man allegedly uses 5-year-old daughter to steal package. Merry Christmas. Nigga Claus is here.
Okay.
Nigga Claus and his,
I mean,
and
is
his,
this
and
a,
his little elf.
Is this like a particularly interesting tale, or how did this happen? Was it a clever ruse? Or?
It is the holiday season, so unfortunately that means packages have begun to go missing more than usual. According to NBC4, the Hartford County Sheriff's Office is looking for a suspect who used his 5-year-old daughter to do his dirty work. The little girl was caught on camera running up to the front door of a home on November 30th. In the video, the girl can be seen looking back before taking a box off the porch. The package reportedly contained a pair of boots. When investigators released the surveillance footage, someone was able to identify the girl, which led to her father. Which is, that's shocking in and of itself. It's like, wow. Like, usually you find like her grandmother.
Well, these are the conditions under which black fathers stick around.
Yeah, if you could be an accomplice. Yeah. Not even an accomplice, you're like doing the dirty work.
Yeah, he's just like telling her to go do it.
So the warrant has been issued for the arrest of 46-year-old Gary Martin Smith. Smith is reportedly facing several charges, including theft under $100, contributing to the delinquency of a minor in fourth-degree burglary.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
I'm dreaming.
All right. Yeah.
Of a blah.
This is kind of, we're kind of off to a slow start here.
Christmas.
But it's,
well, you don't like.
I mean, it's funny, but it's like, I feel like this level of petty black stuff is almost beneath us. Like, we don't, this is not our usual level of coverage. But let's see. Let's go deeper.
Let's keep digging.
You don't find it at all interesting that the drawback to like the Amazon Prime phenomenon is that blacks will just like the packages that are so swiftly delivered to your
Amazon,
door.
Amazon Prime
get stolen by.
Yeah, I mean that's sort of funny. It's like,
I mean, 'tis the season.
Yeah, now that nobody goes to the store anymore and everything is delivered, this is prime. This is like prime hunting grounds for this exact type of burger.
I just like it's true. And this black centric news site acknowledges it's a holiday season, so that means packages go missing more than usual.
It's like that doesn't
because we steal shit. Sorry.
Yeah, and it's that's what's sort of funny
aren't they from an environment where there's just low hanging fruit everywhere and they just pick it right off the vine?
Yeah, yes, Amazon packages.
Well, that is they are a hunter gatherer people. They come from a hunter gatherer society, so they do see nature. They see nature given resources as something just there for the taking. So that package, he ain't take it yet.
So if you see Gary,
he ain't take that package yet.
Not even here. Just call up the company. They sent another one.
They just sent another
one.
Sent
another one.
Just tell them he got lost in the mail. Yeah, and it's funny.
We have
a
post-scarcity of packages, man.
This guy didn't listen to KRS-One either.
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, he probably just doesn't care.
Well, you'll figure out.
Sorry, we
can't make that reference yet.
Fuck.
Yeah, why did you confuse me?
You can't do call-aheads. Do you want to make... I can make this a second hour still if you want.
Well...
Just like, I just don't know why anyone would listen to this after they heard that.
Right.
We don't even know what hour this is.
We have no idea what
we have no idea
what we
hour
know what day this is. No idea.
We probably could have stretched Hidden Colors out to 2 hours.
We probably could have. If I had like one more clip to go with that, we probably should have just done that.
Well, let's just bring up another.
You
want to
watch more Hidden Colors?
Let's just watch more Hidden Colors.
I'll do it if you want.
Yeah.
Well, let's do the other story first.
Let's do the other stories, and we'll pad out the remaining time. What the hell is this?
This is funny. Forever 21 is they're marketing a Wakanda Forever sweater, and blacks are mad because they use this.
They use this pasty, albino-looking white dude, very pasty white guy.
He looks like that guy from Saturday Night Live that was
yes, the guy that was supposed to committed suicide, but then didn't.
Pete Davidson.
It looks like Pete Davidson's being used to market this Wakanda Forever.
Is that a Transformer? What is that? Is that the Lion King?
It's like a Black Panther mask.
I think it's a trans person.
You're talking about the...
I'm talking about the symbol in the center there.
Yeah.
It's like the Lion King Transformer.
It looks like a Black Panther mask.
What do we got here? So this is the last. This is the
I kind of want a Wakanda Forever sweatshirt now, but I don't want to pay for it.
So this is the story. I want
to order it, and I can go and just take it off there. Take the package.
Yeah, just go take it off of their front porch.
They'll send you another one.
This is a good one. Black grandmother who could have been freed for $30 died after spending last 150 days of her life in jail. So the commentary along with this is Kamala Harris shared this, that saying that we need to reform our bail money system. It's like, how about you just come up with $30 for
grandma? How about I come up with $30?
$30. Let's talk about the injustice that is inherent in the cash bond system and how it disproportionately impacts people of color. I mean, people of color just get arrested a lot because they keep doing crime. I mean, I must feel tired doing it, but let's just discuss the criminal justice system's inability to properly deal with those suffering from mental illness. I mean, okay. Let's talk about how those two things combined recently contributed to the death of a 61-year-old black grandmother who was arrested on a misdemeanor trespassing charge and held in jail for 5 months. Janice Dotson Stevens died in the custody of Bixnoon County Sheriff's Office Friday, held in jail on a $300 bond. So I guess that's 30 bucks would be what you would have to post. Actually, you have to pay for
which
that,
is
right?
That's insane because they. Yeah. I actually think this is they spent more than $300 keeping her in jail for 5 months. Far more than $300. Right? I mean, the bail is there to make sure the person shows up to court. Yeah. But it's like
that's what it means. But it's just like why. The way I'm looking at this is that Grandmama's family here.
Yeah, where's the $30?
Like, you know, it's like, why come up with $30? It's like, oh, the state taking care of Grandma now because she's crazy.
That's true.
Like, what was the? I mean, criminal trespassing. What was she doing? She just want this. Mean this tells me that she got out of the house and wandered off somewhere and ended up where she wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah,
and got picked up. Yeah, and she's probably like erratic and insane. And so they're just like, well. Now she get the
yeah. Now she's getting three meals a day by the state. Yeah,
they're giving and, her. But a good troll of this is I saw someone ask the person who posted this. Obviously, was all like, "We need to abolish bail. This is horrible." He's like, "Oh yeah, so should Dylan Roof be out on his own recognizance awaiting trial?" Then it's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean the abolished bail. It's like, well, what's the alternative? Like, what do you mean? I mean, they always say reform, but by whenever they say reform, when they're talking about the criminal justice, they just mean, like, let blacks get away with more shit. Because, and essentially, that's what a lot of this stuff means when they, it's like, let blacks commit crimes and get away with it.
Yeah.
Well, right here. And that's what, like, even in Congress, when blacks talk about this shit, that's what they mean. They're like, black people should just, because it's sort of like, all this stuff falls disproportionately on blacks. It's like, right, well, they commit a disproportionate amount of crimes. So... it falls disproportionately on them, everyone knows this, and there's nothing that can be done about it. They don't stop. They're not just stopping doing it, so they're saying, like, since they're never going to stop, we have to just make it so they don't face punishment for it. Like, what's the idea?
You don't have bail so everybody can become a fugitive?
Well, no, just blacks.
Just black people.
So they don't have to have... I mean,
black people have been running around here.
Yeah, black people have been running around everywhere.
So It's worse than I thought. I mean, the family members say they were unaware that Dawson Stevens was in jail.
Of course. that happens a lot,
they
actually.
Thought she was being treated at a state hospital. Her daughter-in-law said, we felt she shouldn't have died in a criminal jailhouse. She wasn't a criminal. She had mental health issues. She told the station her mother-in-law had a history of mental illness, said that in previous encounters with police, Dawson Stevens was evaluated and transferred to a state hospital.
Okay.
If it changed, we had to bail her out before the process of getting her to the state hospital. We would have done that. It's like, how do you not? She was like, she was gone for.
I don't believe
150 days. The report says, like, you didn't check up on her. That's 5 months.
Yeah, I feel like it is. Like, they assume that she got picked up, and they're like, oh, good, we don't have to take care of her anymore. They could have come up with $30.
She says, she had people who loved her and family would have easily paid $30 to get her out of jail.
Okay. So what's the issue?
The issue is obviously it's agency. Grandma in the hospital. Let's not even check on her.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, what? Okay. I mean, what? Yeah, even blacks can come up with $30. Like, this is, that's not, like, they can do that.
Are you sure?
It depends, but yes. I think there's a certain number of blacks who can come up with
$30. They can beg for $30, I guess.
I mean, you can't reform the system much further than, like, all right, your $300 bail is a $30 bond. Right, like $30 is pretty. Yeah.
That's not even really worth the bondsman's time to come to the jail, you know, because you still got to get a bondsman for that. It's like doing the bail bonds. It's like, dude, like the bondsman doesn't even want to come to the jailhouse for $30. It's just like, really, 30? I guess if he's there on other business, maybe he could handle that one at the same time. But
your family has mental illnesses not in their control. She shouldn't die as a criminal. They should die as this person had a mental illness, and this is what the fuck does that even mean?
I'm crazy. It killed me. Craziness just made me die.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of these things where it's like you can't do anything here. There's nothing you can do.
No, there's nothing. I mean, these are just. I guess this is where they get the idea of white privilege from, because this could only like happen to black people, right?
Yeah, and
this
it's also
one of those
like,
things that like
It's also like they're saying, like, let's talk about this, let's talk about that, it's time to reform this, it's time to reform that. It's like,
it's time to let us get away with this.
What could you do here, though? Like, this is the thing. Blacks are always in these situations where it's like, white people are, like, throwing up their hands. They're like, what can we do?
Nothing.
Like, what more can we do here? And black people are still like, the system's not fair, like, this is not fair, like that. And it's like, they're like, oh, like, little Tyrese and Tyrell... Or like little Qantas, they're getting in trouble a lot. And it's like, Qantas. Well, tell them to stop fucking robbing people. You know, and it's like they can't. So then they're like, why all these penalties fall hard on black youth the hardest? Like, yeah, well, black youth out there robbing and stealing. Like, what do you want me to tell you? They are doing it.
Sometimes they're robbing
and then
stealing.
they'll complain. Like, the police are not policing their neighborhoods enough. They're like, our neighborhoods are unsafe. It's like, well, it's your own young men that are doing that. What do you want us to do? We do something and you're like, you're too hard on them, and we don't do anything and you're like, our neighborhoods are unsafe and the police don't care. Like, these are complaints that they'll make at the same time, and it's like, look, there's just nothing we can do for you. I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do. And they also convince you, knows how black people think jobs are like magic.
I think everything's magic.
They think it's like a job. White people, they stealing a job.
Oh,
and
God.
it's like, all right, so the job, but it's like they expect, I don't know.
This reminds me, though. I mean, why don't I just turn this mean? I'll just rub it in. Remember Pat O'Brien?
Okay.
The guitar player from Cannibal Corpse? Who was arrested.
Yes.
His house burned down. He ran a half a mile across a golf course and assaulted his neighbors in their home and then was hiding in the bushes. And when the police arrived, he attacked the officer with a knife and was tased several times and brought into custody. He was on meth or dust or something, just fucked up. Reports come out now that he told them the rapture was coming. He had called some relatives and said the aliens were here. I don't know if he meant like the DACA recipients or if
yes, that's
meant,
what he meant.
He meant DACA, like, the
they're now working for the police.
Yeah,
apparently, rapture is here. What is Jesus going to do with all these illegal aliens?
Yeah. So apparently his house was filled with weapons. They had this just laundry list of weapons that were in his home and three skulls. So the guy from Cannibal Corpse only had three skulls. But my favorite part after
those
all
are rookie numbers.
My favorite part after all this, posted bail. He's out. Whiteness is magic.
I love how he's
that's
out.
That's not my favorite
he's
part.
I like how he's out. And they part. And like they couldn't. So like, all right.
I mean, the bail is $50,000. I don't know if he posted bond or posted the bail himself. I'm assuming he's done okay.
The bail was $50,000. That was the bond.
I think that was the bail. It was $50,000. They weren't holding him on $500,000.
Well, you would. They very well might have been. Given the nature of all of that shit that he was up against,
yeah, it's
entirely possible they were.
I mean, he's facing decades.
It could very well could have been $500,000 bond.
It may have been. I would have to double check, but I saw that he posted $50,000, so it could be. That could be, but yeah, he's out. But you know what, Pat O'Brien is going to show up to court.
He will, but also this is so funny because it's like Ram can't get bail.
Yes,
but this guy that did, and they didn't do anything at all. They didn't do anything at all.
I want to take the racial angle, but you want to make it sad. That's fine.
Sorry. No, I mean, the system actually isn't fair. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But it's not fair to us. Maybe Pat O'Brien got fairness because he didn't do anything political. That's the thing.
That's true.
You can be treated fairly by the system as long as all you do is like kill people or burn down your own house.
Well,
Pat O'Brien didn't even manage to make it to Belize. But you know,
as much as I like metal music, I don't really take the lyrical content seriously. But for people who do, like Pat O'Brien, has greatly been contributing to the nihilism of young white men all over the country for years with that band.
Yeah.
Where it's just like obsession with gore and disgusting stuff, and perhaps Satanism here and there. I don't.
Do they even believe in enough for it to be Satanism?
Well, no. These bands, they're just doing it for a show, and it's like worrying about the. Degeneracy that it brings about, you know, because eventually, like, the thing now is like you take like the band Ghost, like I don't know if there's another band called Attic who basically is like a King Diamond clone, and they do all this imagery inside churches and it's all blasphemy, and I think it's actually like that barrier that's broken down where it's like nothing's edgy enough anymore. I think these people might actually just be like hating the church, hating Christians, hating and like that's all real now, and whereas in the past I think it was just like fake and gay, this is entertainment, but this is not black people.
But the Pat O'Brien is now believing in the rapture, though.
Yeah, I guess that's true. He was believing in the rapture.
He's like taking the Christian pill. He's taking the Jesus pill.
He said, but he also said the aliens are here.
Okay, he's obviously had some kind of schizophrenic break.
All right, we'll just start right at the beginning. All right, well, sorry. You ready to do the buck breaking?
Yeah.
is the buck breaking.
Well, I just want to know, like, this is the buck breaking thing. Like, is there any actual evidence of this, or is this?
It's hidden colors. There's no evidence of anything.
Okay,
it's hidden.
All right.
Evidence
hidden.
Is hidden.
True.
It's hidden in their minds.
Right.
Just like your freedom.
Wait on me.
In controlling the people, you had a ship full of African men, women, and children who were at the mercy of the captain and all the sailors on that crew. And those men could have sex with anybody they wanted to. The women, the children, and the men.
Because who would you want to have sex with?
Pretty sure.
You'd want to have sex
with
a man.
I'll just wait till I get to shore, thank you very much.
Yeah, it seems odd to...
This is just like Jewish imagination.
Yeah,
you know, fuck the men.
I don't really, but it's also like even the women. That seems to be a bit of a stretch there. But I mean, who knows how many months at sea or whatever. But this is just Anyway, let's see where they go.
See, 3 months.
3 months
tied now with these white men. There ain't no women there for the most part. When they start bringing women, they weren't even bringing women. They were bringing girls between the ages of 6 and 15 and raping them all. But they also were raping the men. Same things are happening on the plantation to demasculinize the black man.
Demasculinize.
Control the slave population.
It didn't work, apparently.
To rape a father in front of his sons, or to take the biggest, baddest black man on the plantation and do something horrible to him to completely humiliate and emasculate him so the people won't respect him anymore. And that still happens to this.
Who is this being beaten here?
In the Caribbean, they had seasoning.
Did you see the like there was some police video?
Yeah,
there.
They weren't raping that guy.
No, they were.
So hold up.
They're beating a perpetrator who was actually trying to evade
being
them.
Beat by
dangerous.
The police lowers your standing amongst the black community.
It really doesn't.
I'm pretty sure it does the opposite.
I don't know why they would choose that. I don't know why they would choose that B-roll to go along with that. It just seems like
they don't have any footage of somebody getting raped. Now, in terms of what happened to Amadou Diallo, I do support James Volpe going to prison for that shit. That shit was
Is that the guy who got sodomized with the broomsticks and shit in New York City?
Yeah, now that's some wild shit. And the thing is though, that guy went to jail for a long time and he had no sympathy from the jury. The jury was like, You're a sick fuck.
Well, yeah, you have to be a sick fuck to do that to somebody.
Yeah. He's a sick fuck, he wants
Right, if you prove something like that happened to me, I'm with you. Like, that's fucked up.
Well, they had evidence in the case of that. So yeah.
What were there with his witnesses, right? There were other cops. Weren't there like
four
cops?
Like severe internal damage to this guy's body.
Yeah. Well, maybe he just did that horse thing. Remember that video? Anyway, let's not get sidetracked. Let's go. Look, little Tariq is going
to.
Tariq is dropping knowledge.
Oh, yes. Tariq is about to hit us.
Which were plantations used to break the slaves.
Here you go.
And one plantation or one place that had a lot of seasoning plantations was Jamaica.
Seasoning.
And people have to wonder, what were they doing on...
Call it seasoning plant. They always say the white people don't season their food. I guess they season their slaves, though.
These seasoning plantations that were worse than what was happening on the regular plantations. Well, one thing that they were doing on these plantations, especially in Jamaica, they were doing a process called buck breaking, where the white supremacist slave owner or the white supremacist overseer would literally rape black men in front of the whole black population in order to break his spirit.
The whole population?
Yes, the whole black population.
Like you bring all of Africa over there.
You expect me to believe the slave owner is raping a black servant in front of all these other slaves?
It's buck breaking.
I'm supposed to believe that.
Him down as a man in order to show dominance against him, in order to show the rest of the black population that this is not your leader. I just made your leader submit to me sexually. And this happened a lot in Jamaica. This is why homosexuality is so looked down upon in Jamaican culture today.
And it was...
Oh, that's why.
Okay, I mean...
No comment?
I mean,
if not for that...
Yeah,
homosexuality would be fine.
I mean, generally blacks don't like homosexuality. I mean, I think in Jamaica, obviously, they're probably very vocal about it. But I mean, I don't know.
Blood clot.
I looked into this real quick. So apparently, this rhetoric emerged to the black nationalist circles. There is no historical record of this being a thing. This did not fucking exist. There was no buck breaking.
I'm assuming the drawing.
I think we can assume that. Yes, I think
one of those drawings
is
like,
possible.
Somebody being whipped.
maybe some deranged lunatic did this to one of his slaves, maybe, but there's no real record of it.
It could have happened, like, maybe a few times, but the idea of it being a systematic process.
Yeah, they treat
they're saying, like, this was systematic. And they're all, of course, the other thing they're saying is it didn't happen here. It happened in Jamaica. Right. And then those slaves. There's also, like, I don't think Tariq Nasheed is aware of the pattern of slavery. They weren't, if they brought a slave to Jamaica, they weren't then transporting that slave to the United States. So, of course, this buck breaking happened on the hidden seasoning plantation. So they could season these
hidden
slaves.
Seasonings. Yeah.
Hidden seasoning.
The way primarily of
look at this bitch's
cutting
face.
Down those who would rebel. In other words, it was a matter of power and control and domination. And
looks like he's stabbing that guy, not raping him.
Busting.
Buck busting.
But it was really butt busting.
Butt
slavery
busting.
Continued until 1865 for about two generations, right? So how do you reconcile that? You can no longer bring in Africans, but you still have the business of slavery. So they still needed Africans to do the work down south, especially after the cotton gin. Was invented. So you had the creation of breeding farms.
I thought that was when they needed
the largest slave breeding farms in the United States were on the eastern shore of Maryland and right outside of Richmond, Virginia. They literally bred black people like cattle. They would have a strong black man have sex with a healthy black woman. That woman could be his mother, his sister.
This is definitely what they did.
His aunt, his cousin. It didn't matter. Because the end product was produce a child that I can sell, bodies that I can sell and ship down to Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. It was a business.
We had breeding farms in the United States that would put one person from one plantation against another. We even had a system where if you were a breeder, male on one plantation, a female on another plantation, or even on the same plantation, even if you were mother and son, they would mate you. And so I tell a lot of
so,
my patients
hold on.
And
is
a lot
you
of
saying,
my friends,
you got to
stop using the MF.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, this is where the origin of the motherfucker, this is what
they're
saying.
That's what they're doing. Oh, I just spoiled it.
And a lot of my friends, you got to stop using the MF word. Because that was a description of what actually happened when the paper bag would go over the head to put one breeder against another when they were related.
And that slave's name was Motherfucker.
All right. I mean, is this another thing that black nationalists just made up? I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yeah.
You're tired of this nonsense?
I'm just like, I don't even have any, like, witty banter.
Well, this isn't
left.
Even really as funny.
You don't need the witty, this is fucking funny.
The other one's good. I mean, the other,
you know,
hour,
the other thing,
the spiritual stuff is funny as shit.
Yeah, the reason you can't have book breaking. Was the sodomy laws back then, too.
Well.
Shit was illegal.
BTFO.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
That's one of the things the historians have pointed out, is that this practice is highly unlikely just due to the fact that there was such a big taboo against fucking people in the ass.
I think it's highly unlikely because I don't see people wanting to fuck big black dudes in the ass. Like, I just don't see that being something that white guys were going to want to be doing back
then. And I like the idea.
I mean,
that
I watched Pulp Fiction and it broke my suspension of disbelief too.
Yeah, that was oof. The thing about the breeding farms is, like, so you want to have a good product that you can sell. Naturally, you would want to breed slaves that were related to each other because...
Well, that's what's funny about... That's what I don't believe about this claim either. I don't disbelieve that they probably did do up of the two healthy people.
They act like they specifically looked
for
mother
and
son.
But the idea that you would do that... Like, if they would probably know who's mother and whatnot. I mean, I'm assuming. But why would you expect that? That's not going to produce healthy offspring. Generally speaking,
no. And, this
and
is
if
like,
you do that systematically, you're definitely going to get
must have learned
extremely
this
unhealthy
this is
offspring
like,
at some point.
Because this rings of like diesel engines and pedal powered brain bashing machines, stuff like that. How horrible.
Yeah,
white
but it,
were.
It's like it's more. It's different because it's not clever.
Okay.
It's like first of all, this buck breaking and the
motherfucking.
And motherfucking, I feel like this is definitely not the etymology of the word motherfucker. Like, I'm quite sure that it's not. and that this is another myth that they're telling themselves and that isn't true and that there's no evidence for. But of course, they would say, well, Whitey is just hiding it. Like, Whitey's history, of course, Whitey wouldn't tell you in his own history that this ever happened. Never mind that white people, like, go around castigating themselves for slavery all the time now. Yeah. That, like, the idea that if they didn't find out anything horrible about it, they wouldn't talk about it. Like, the roots and stuff like that.
He's whipping
Toby.
The origin of motherfucker has to do with some woman who has children and they're poor and starving. So she agrees to have sex for money. So she's, like, economically in a bad position.
Huh.
That's where this comes from.
That's just what white people say.
Yeah. That was made up to cover for this crime, obviously. I like how Tariq Nasheed says that, like, you know, the black people's, like, healthier aversion to homosexuality is another product of just, like, of white oppression, and rather just like a healthy, like, instinctual thing.
That's the thing, because black people are more, they're more instinctual, and they're more impulsive, and it's going to be harder to, they don't have a big enough brain to give them the things that they would need to rationalize homosexuality. So they don't. They just don't like it. They're like, fuck faggots. Right?
Niggas is gay.
But of course, there's also a lot of niggas that is gay. There are blacks that do this. I mean, they raping themselves in the ass in prison and stuff. Well, I don't know if it's all. This could also be exaggerated, but we do know that they have, like, down low or what is it, like, down low French, like, yeah, where blacks that. Are yeah. like fucking. First of all, we know that they do have a higher rate of homosexuality. That is true. Also, gay blacks are, like, the most at risk for AIDS. So the population of AIDS in the U.S. is disproportionately homosexual blacks, and they have more homosexuals. In fact, the population with the least propensity for homosexuality is white, despite the fact that they tell you that white people are gay and this culture comes from whites, and this is what blacks think, or stupider blacks think this, because they don't see that this is Jewish stuff. And that white people, you get these progressive white people that pick up on it and they amplify that and they promote it. But generally speaking, these are actually heterosexuals. Now, granted, they're extremely low testosterone and bug manny heterosexual people, but they are heterosexual. And blacks definitely see this all this gay homosexual stuff, because to them it's sort of like, all right, you know, Tyrone and Tyrell might go off and do something in secret, but it's not like a thing that's accepted in the community, even if it's happening in secret. And they're like, white people are weird because they want to put this right front and center of everything. Then they don't. But see, the thing is, that's what
they want to have you take your son, dress him like a woman, and have him dance in front.
Yeah,
of
that them. That's like ridiculous.
It's amazing.
But then you get like weird like trans ideology where they're Tariq Nasheed is then reacting to. Now it's probably not in Hidden Colors, but on Twitter recently he said, the new form of buck breaking is trying to get black men to have sex with transsexuals.
Wow, is he Tariq Nasheed?
Yeah, Tariq Nasheed is now complaining that black men are being expected to have sex with transsexuals. So I guess he's hanging out in these circles where he's adjacent.
I'm pretty sure that's racially. We're all one race, the human race, and we all should be fucking trannies. I'm pretty sure that's what the gays are doing. I don't think it's specifically to blacks, but I'm glad he's Tariq.
He's just seeing that there's this pressure that everybody's supposed to be pansexual now, or like, you know, like heterosexual men are expected to be wanting to have sex with these trans people, and they don't, and I'm sure black people don't either. So I don't know, maybe he's seeing something in the black community or the black community that's left, you know, he's adjacent to this sort of radical left community that where he's going to be seeing this kind of stuff. So, you know, I don't know. But yeah. Anyway.
All right. Well, let's see what else we got on buck breaking and motherfucking.
Yeah.
Did you do the RSS feed?
I did. Is it not working?
I'm not getting anything yet.
Now that the video you just finished watching, it has ended. Now, don't cut the video off.
Oh, this is just some guy who's going to go on talking about this.
Information, all
right? Oh, wait, no, let's keep this going.
Now, this blog.
This is good. I like this. Hold on.
Great Millstone. I didn't write this blog.
you know, the Great Millstone Hebrew Israelite camp.
So you know,
we can't keep going with this quality.
Yeah, no, I know. It's like, let's skip ahead. Let's see where.
Dude, it's the same shit for 2.5 fucking
hours. Let's just jump around. Let's see where we go with this. Let's just run with it.
Seek truth and understanding.
It's Esau's, then the kingdom of the Lord will be established. 2 Ezra 6:8. And he said unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born, Jacob hand held first the heel of Esau. 2 Ezra 6:9. For Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth. This explains the meaning of baby Jacob grabbing the heel of Esau.
Heel is misspelled.
This last kingdom is Esau/Edom's, and the Lord's
remember,
kingdom.
Remember in class when like a black kid would get called on to read
the Lord,
by the teacher?
Who the war?
It's like this. This is like the same. This is like the same kind of thing. It's like I remember when they were doing the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah.
And everybody was doing it to 50 Cent, and he didn't want to do it. And so then he went on, and he's like, all right, like, I'll just donate a bunch of money to, like, ALS research or whatever it is. And he's like, and here's my challenge to someone else, to some other rapper that challenged him. He's like, do me a favor. He's like, read a whole page out of a Harry Potter book without making a mistake, and I'll donate $10 million.
Oh.
He's like, I'll donate $10 million. Because he knew that, like, blacks cannot read a page out of a book without making a mistake.
All right, I think I found Hidden Colors at the end of this again.
Yeah, we get back to Hidden
Please
Colors.
Please be Hidden Colors and not somebody talking.
It is Hidden Colors. It's the same
a
guy.
A ship full of African men, women, and children.
It's the same thing, though.
Who at the mercy of the captain.
It's the same. It's like literally the same thing.
Africans. But you still have the business of slavery.
So see, it's the same thing. It's the same video, dude.
Ah!
No. Don't cut the
same video.
And why is it really an hour and 40 minutes later? It repeats.
Yeah, he just repeats it. Yeah, don't cut the video off, y'all. Don't cut it. Don't.
Lord have chosen thee to be a peculiar himself above all nations that are upon the face of earth.
Oh
the
my
word
God.
Peculiar, all right. From this word, segalai. It means a possession or property, a value property, suck, peculiar treasure.
Value
treasure.
Property, bro. Value
right?
property.
So these people right here is the treasure to the Lord. All right?
All right.
The most all right. high, Yahweh. All right? He values these people a lot. All right? That's why they excel at everything that they do. To teach the truth.
12,000 by 12,000 is not 144,000. Okay? Like, it's a lot.
Together, the one-third. The one-third are men of the nation of Israel. That the Most High Yahweh allowed faith and repentance through his son.
12,000 times 12 is 140.
Jesus Christ, though they may not obtain the lot.
Say
as a
all right
prophet,
again.
They will walk into the word right. of the Lord through his prophets and rehearse the law, statutes, and commandments.
All right, all right. Skip to another part. Let's just skip around in this video because it's always hilarious.
He says something about peculiar people.
He said all right. Shut up.
Caucasian. All right. The white man. All right.
All right.
All right, next verse, Genesis 25:20. And Isaac has the sister to Laban the Syrian. Next verse,
dude, this is like...
And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. The word barren means basically pregnant.
What? Wait. No. It means literally the opposite, bro.
What?
It means the opposite.
Barren basically means pregnant.
And so the man's like he's at this from this point forward he's got like the opposite meaning of everything. If he's like, all right. This is like Black Johnny.
All right,
Black Johnny. He sniffs instead of clearing his throat, and he says, "All right,
partage, for I am faint." Therefore, was his name called Edom? All right. The word Edom means red. What do so-called black people call Caucasians down south? Rednecks. But not just their neck right. is red.
Oh, this is good. I like this one.
The top of their heads to the soles of their feet. So Esau gave up his birthright right. for right. red meat inside the pottage. All right.
All right.
Genesis 27:38. And Esau said unto his father, "Has thou but one blessing, my father?"
Do all the blacks do this with the 27 and this?
Why do they always read books like they're 8 years old?
It's chapter verse, right? Like, it's not 27 and 2. Like, remember the Give me Jeremiah 14:2.
They might do that, yeah.
I mean, guess they all do that.
It's fine. It's not, I mean, that's like the least of my quibbles here. But what, no, they all read like they're 8 years old because that's their reading level.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their reading level.
Well, if you're looking like this, some of this text, a lot of this text has like misspellings in it.
Yeah, because
like,
this is.
Heal is spelled wrong.
This is.
Actually, heal is spelled right in one spot and wrong in another spot. This is very bad.
This is, what's the URL up there? Ahayayayay, Sharisha, Risha, what is that?
Holy shit, yeah. It's A-H-A-Y-A-H-Y-A-S-H-I-Y-A-I-S-R-A, but then it's like dot, like it's continuous, so you'll never find that site, because God knows what the fucking rest of it is.
Yeah.
Man, I thought we had like 2 hours of Hidden Colors material here, instead of get this.
No,
fucking,
we had this shit, but it's still pretty funny.
Alright, I mean...
I could listen to Blackstreet the phone book after this performance.
And salvation is for you, and you can repent. All right? No matter what, you know, you've committed, you know, you can get forgiveness, all right?
All right.
You can become baptized, all right?
Baptism
is confessing your sins to the Lord, and then you become a new creature, all right?
All right.
The Lord give you a new spirit, all right?
All right.
You become cleansed with the word, all right?
All right.
I just want to do something, because I got something written down.
Is he making this video on his phone? Is that what this is?
Yeah, hold up.
Yeah, he's making the video on his phone. That's why.
It's a phone browser.
That's what this is. Yo, don't cut this video off, yo. Don't cut the video off.
He's pulling it up on his notepad. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anotepad.com.
Do black people watch this? Are they watching this video?
I don't know. I can't imagine that this is doing very well out there, my knowledge of digital media.
I need to see how many views this video has.
This video has 3,112 views.
Holy shit.
About 4,000
fucking dumb motherfuckers out there.
I thought we were deciding whether or not we wanted to do it.
One part of the religion of white supremacy
is to
sacrifice certain people and sacrifice their lives for the sake of your religion, to show your dominance in your religion. And this is what the white supremacists, they do with melanoid people all around the world.
Melanoid.
We are this beast that they are afraid of and they have to destroy in order to protect themselves, protect their women, by extension, protect their country.
No.
So the more white folk in America become a
minority,
the more afraid they're going to be, the more reactionary.
So wait. I got to doubt the first premise here. We have to destroy them.
I don't want to destroy them. I just want you to go away.
It's interesting that they need to believe that, though, for their own...
this is part of, like... that's how you turn the whites into the devils, is, like, you say, like... Say things like they're fragile and they have to have an other to assert themselves over. Like, their premise always, and this is Jewry, this is like they don't just exist and they don't have an identity outside of, by any means, that I'm better than you.
Yeah,
they do that with every kind of group identity. The Jews do that with nationalism. They do that with any of this ethnic stuff, except for the people on their side, right?
But the only people that really in the world actually have that idea is Jews themselves,
right?
Who say that we are the chosen people of God, and
nobody else makes that claim.
Everything in our Bible, literally no other group of people makes that claim, and everything in their Bible is about how they killed off their rivals,
right?
So, and if these for them to say, you know, then they project that on white people, and then they tell black people. White people need to, like, kill you, or else they're going to, like, not survive.
And then they do this black Israelite shit, and then they think they're the chosen people, and now they're on the same fucking process.
Yeah,
and so,
in the same place. Like, have to kill Whitey or else we die.
But I think you already said this the other day. It's like, the only people that understands what these people are doing is white nationalists like us. People that we get their fucking claims here.
Well, I said that. Yes, I said that last week. I said that.
No, I think you said it when we were doing the first hour of the other hour of this. I think that was when you said it.
I also said it today.
Yeah, but still the other day. Yeah, we're piecing this together. But yeah, it was like you said. Like, I even forgot what the fuck I was talking about.
Well, what we were saying that...
Like, we don't need to kill anybody, brah. What I want, you know what I want? I want white cops to stop killing you guys. But on the other hand, I don't ever want there to be another, like, Reginald Denny. Like, I don't want our people to die at your hands. I don't want your people to die at our hands.
It's very simple.
And I don't want, like... And I don't want the money mixed up either. I don't want to pay for keeping you safe. Like, you know.
I did say that. Well, what I did say in the last segment that we did, it's funny, not doing it the same day, that the only people that could actually give these people what they want is white nationalists.
It's us. That's what you said. Yeah, that's what it was.
The only people that would willingly sit down at the table with you and listen to all this stuff, knowing that half of it is bullshit, but not caring. Yeah. See, part of the thing is that they get upset about is their shit is bullshit. All this Hidden Colors, it's all wrong.
Right.
But other people care about that. Like, other white people that aren't white nationalists and Jews and others see that, and they correct them. They're like, no, you're wrong, you're wrong. And they're like, stop correcting us. Like, this is what we think, and this is what we want to think. And I'm like, I don't care to correct you anymore.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's ridiculous. Like, I do think that when they talk about... Now, a lot of the things that Tariq Nasheed says, buck breaking, this battle royale shit, this is actually meant to build up resentment against white people.
Yes.
That I'll disagree with, because it's not true. Okay? It's not true. These things are false, and they're lies that, whether they're intended to or not, and maybe they were intended to, are going to build up resentment and hatred against white people. And black people have a lot of that resentment and hatred because they hear this stuff and because they can't explain their circumstances versus white people's circumstances in any way other than everything we had was taken. Like, I understand why blacks make these stories up and believe them, because it's the only way to not have to think about the whole thing. But my thing is, like, I don't want to take that from you. I'm not interested in being the white guy who's like, look, it's all fake. Afrocentrism is bullshit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know that it is, but I don't need to lecture blacks about that. Right. I don't need to push that on them. Like, go ahead and believe it. We want you to be in Africa, in your vibrant nations where you have Kangs and Queens and pyramids and whatever all this shit you want, and Kush and Kemet and everything.
Kush and Kemet.
Yeah. Go for it. I'm supportive of it.
Let's watch the battle royale here.
They're going to be, and the more they're going to see a need to circle the culture wagons and take us out. This
you say
is
the kosher
their
wagons?
Last dance.
And it'd be cultural.
Oh, I think you said kosher wagons.
Yeah, no, we're not circling any kosher. Really, well,
but he's helping do that.
There's some people that want to circle the kosher wagons.
They have to do that. In their minds, they have to do that, because to submit is to die.
So yeah, I love how that's like put up there as, first of all, I wouldn't be that surprised if there was cops at some point that did that, but like...
It's just paper. You're just recycling the paper. I mean, it's not like he's actually shooting at the perps. He's just shooting at the pictures.
Yeah, but it's like...
Come on. Yeah. It's fine. It's just an environmental...
Even assuming it's true at any sort of systemic level. Well, then, look, I love this picture here.
If you're not... Yeah, this is somebody grabbing the fence.
The cage, yes.
This is a picture of McNabb with his gentle hands right
grabbing
there.
Grabbing the fence.
He's grabbing the
waiting
fence.
Waiting for that nuclear white-hot fire to peel his skin off.
Grab the... but now you have to grab the artistically
designed the artistic slats.
Trapped in a corner, they're going to do everything within their power to survive. And if we understand that and understand this is the mentality that we're dealing with, then our reaction has to be a different reaction. You know, we can't react to everything that they do if we understand their mindset. We have to know how not to provoke them. But there are other things that we could be doing...
I'll agree with that.
...should be doing... In order to maximize
sitting around having coffee.
Look at these wise Negroes sitting around considering how can we not provoke white people?
These
today?
Are three people that are about to get kicked out of Starbucks for just like sitting around on their computers doing nothing.
Yes, no, what they're doing is they're sitting around peacefully contemplating.
This guy has a graph on his computer screen. He's a smart one. He knows what he's doing.
He's very smart. He's like, look at this graph of white people about to get angry and kill us.
Something by district. I can't see what that says.
White people, angry
quarterly,
white people.
Quarterly something by district. That's pretty funny.
Is everything they do a cargo cult? I mean,
yes, it is. It is everything you do is a cargo cult. Because here we have, this is clearly corporate stock photo.
Yes.
Of like black people are pretending to be in a business meeting or stock imagery of some kind.
Yes.
From some kind of commercial or corporate press release thing, and
he's wearing a non-threatening black man shirt with the little zip collar right there.
Oh yes, he's a very non-threatening black man. He's drinking his coffee. They're talking about
it doesn't have a lid on it though. That kind of scares me. Like, why isn't there a lid on that coffee, bro? What if you spill it on that computer that you're doing all this business with?
I'll be fine. Maybe.
So that we neutralize them.
Here we go. This is also cargo cult right here, right?
Yes.
This is also cargo cult, the armed little black militia thing.
This is total cargo.
Standing around on their own, well, somebody's property. That for some reason they have the permission to be on with holding their weapons. It's like, it's like this isn't going
to
do it either. But
this is what we do in one man. Supremacy, you have to also maintain that people...
She historian!
...will stay in a position, and that they get too far ahead or... make too many for advances, there's a fear that we're going to lose control. I've even had people say to me, well, if we give, in quotes, black people everything they're asking for, then we will be out of control.
during the Jim Crow era, and this just goes to show how sick the white supremacists are, because black people, we don't understand that they will harm our children just like they'll harm us.
Yes, they will arrest. They will arrest you when you do things that are illegal.
The girl's not like a child.
They would have something called the Battle Royale, where they would go get black children who were in an economically deprived situation that was created by the white supremacists, because remember, they create economic deprivation. So they get these people who are economically deprived, and then they offer them scraps in order to entertain themselves. So they would get these black children and take them to these boxing matches that you had a lot of white supremacists watching and paying to see, and watch these kids.
Those don't look like children.
Those don't look like children at all.
But it blindfolds young black males, and it could be any amount of them from three.
Those look like kids from you?
Those don't look like children.
This is like,
but also, I don't know what I'm looking at.
This is like the migrants.
Oh, yeah, they've got boxing gloves on.
They have one boxing glove, and they have a teacup or a coffee mug in their other hands. I don't know. It's like, do you have to not spill the coffee while you're fighting?
I'm not sure what it is. It might be a way of like picking contestants.
Five to ten.
I can't find any historical record of any of this.
Put in a ring or a circle.
Well, this is a photograph.
Fight until the last man standing. So they just beat each other.
These men watching are sailors? I see them. Do you see the hats they're wearing?
Yes.
Nearly to death. Hoping to get whatever little reward.
Was this just Navy shenanigans? Is this like instead of grabbing each other's
teeth? I'm not sure what it is, but it doesn't really matter because it doesn't look like all these people are black. That guy doesn't look black. He doesn't have a black nose. And look at the skin color.
Yeah.
Nearly to death. Hoping to get whatever little rewards or favor that will come at the end of the day with who was left standing. And that was called the Battle Royal. Jack Johnson came out of that.
There's another adult fighting another adult.
Yes. Well, this is Jack Johnson, heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
Actual boxer.
So.
Battle Royal, our great black heavyweight, first black heavyweight champion of the world, came out of that process down in Galveston, Texas, where he grew up. And that was all through the South. As an entertainment mode for white folks to watch black young kids beat themselves into a frenzy while blindfolded, with the hope that they won't get hurt at the end of the day.
I just want to look at that comic. Where's that comic?
Beat them mode for white.
See
folks.
This comic. It's two baby Blakes in a boxing ring. One's knocked
out. Such bullshit. This is not what happened with Jack Johnson.
But hold up, it says who am champion now? Do you think this is about like? Do you think? They're trying to imply this comic
it's
is
like
about,
a real thing and not having, just a funny ha-ha.
Well, like, they're trying to imply like they had these really young underage blacks fighting each other. It's like, how about they're like, probably this is probably a commentary on the attitudes, probably calling the fighters babies.
Look, it's
in
just,
some way
it doesn't really matter.
It's just like, I just love these twist
like,
context.
Who even knows? This might just be a funny thing that it,
I don't know what
some
this
funny
is,
but
this,
Alex is saying, you thing is, we actually know Jack Johnson's biography and this isn't in it, so there you go.
You know what's in there? He states in his childhood he grew up with a bunch of white kids and got along great with them.
Oh,
and eventually ended up marrying a white woman. Like, well, yeah, but he wasn't part of any fucking battle royale. This is bullshit. This is made up.
Well, they
battle royale
is
a term that didn't even exist until like 1999. They're taking pop culture references and then like doing this historical anachronism thing where they apply it to some shit from the past.
Battle Royale existed at least in the 80s, Alex.
Well, it was the Royal Rumble, right?
Before that, there was Battle Royal. That was before they... Battle Royal is when they start with all the guys in the ring, but Royal Rumble is when they come down one by one every 5 minutes or something like that.
Okay.
Come on.
What's the Royale with cheese?
That's what they call a quarter pound of cheese in France.
Right. Now I'm starving. I want a Royale with cheese. Well, I want to watch a Battle Royale while eating.
This is amazing. There's just this little blatant lying going on here.
Yes.
Didn't we just do this a couple of days ago? Like, we
always
do this. Like, yeah.
But it's funny and it never ends.
To watch black young kids beat themselves into
them
a frenzy.
Kids. What do you name kids?
Beat themselves to a frenzy.
For a Royale with cheese.
With the hope that they won't get hurt at the end of the day, killed at the end of the day, or might get some pittance of.
I wonder how many of these kids died in this story?
Yeah, do they have any? I mean,
do we have
again,
any records of this?
Like,
is this like the lynchings where there was like a quarter of them were white people?
Yeah.
A reward that they could take home and help their families.
When we look at circus clowns, especially the
this is great.
Clown, the
this
sad face clown now. With the ripped up clothes, that came from the white supremacists making fun of black people. At around 1874, there were these two white men who were minstrel show artists, McIntyre and Heath. And
that's an awkward photograph.
Remember this,
yeah. Mike, should we take a photo?
No.
No, you don't want to touch the side of your head to mine?
No. No, not right now.
We're a minstrel show champions.
Like the conjoined twins.
Yeah, we do a minstrel show here.
Directly after the Civil War, when the Civil War was over, a lot of black people were homeless and destitute, and they would have to ride boxcars.
So you mean like maybe like that whole thing didn't work out well for them, the slaves? Now they're homeless and destitute? I wonder, what are you trying to say, Tariq?
Trains.
Turf reek machine.
All around the country looking for work, and they would wear tattered clothes, and they were just poor, begging, and
he's explaining to us what a hobo is, folks. In case you didn't understand that concept.
Living in a culture of white supremacy, the white supremacists looked at that and said, okay, that's something that we could make fun of. So these two white minstrel show entertainers, they started to...
Because everybody, all the white people in the South were fine, too, after the Civil War. There were no white hobos.
Yeah, there's
right?
no, there was there's no, no, there were no white, destitute people white people that wore tattered clothes and couldn't find work or anything like that. It's like never been like that.
The grave sin of the South wanting to secede and create its own nation, and then the tyrant Lincoln not allowing it. That didn't create any hardship for anybody but the poor slaves who were just stuck in the middle. Anyway.
To dress up in tattered clothes and paint their faces black, and they had these big white exaggerated lips with a sad look.
Clothes don't look tattered
because
to me.
Black people were sad at that time after the Civil War because they were destitute, and they made a mockery of this and went around the world.
Wait, like I don't doubt that. Like this looks like this is real, right?
Well,
so these guys did
blackface
and they did this. Right, it's all real.
Right?
I'm not going to deny that's real. But I love that Black people were sad. That's why. So they're making fun of them for. It's like, no, I think they're making fun of their shenanigans.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's what usually this is done. Like, I would never want to do blackface. I think it is a degrading thing to do. But it's like, dude. Yeah. I guess we're doing a little bit of blackface here. We're wearing this little Jesus piece.
A little bit.
These minstrel shows. And eventually that image went into the circuses, where circus clowns started to do that. And even to this day, you still have these circus clowns with the dark faces and the big white exaggerated lips and the tattered clothes and the holes in the shoes.
Yeah, they're news anchors.
That whole clown image that we see today in circuses all around the world is basically still mocking black people.
Hold on to that grudge that you weren't even around for. Can't go to the... Now black people can't go to the circus. Well, I guess... I can't go to the NFL games because I can't stand it, so I guess we're even.
I'm pretty sure that circus clowns were not. I'm pretty sure circus clowns were around before that. I mean, there's like clowns, whatever. I don't know the whole history.
It doesn't even
clowns,
matter. It's just basically looking for resentments where it doesn't even fucking matter.
The pride that comes when you've trained the animal the same way you train a big elephant. And you take him to the circus, and you make the elephant do little tricks. And
oh, God, Locke, look out!
Yeah, Locke boys.
The elephants are charging.
Yeah, elephants are charging.
Locke boys, look out!
Because you control the elephant's mind since birth. You've intimidated the elephant to the point where he thinks that you're actually the superior one in this relationship, when really he could crush you with one foot. And that starts at a very early age. You start by shocking him.
Wait, hold on a second. I love it.
It's the Negro Fent.
I like how he's like anthropomorphizing the elephant. It's like, I guarantee you that this guy does not know the process of elephant training and how it's done. He's like, you got to break the elephant down. You got to make it think of you as a superior being. It's like, well, all right, look.
is that a political satire on the Democrat Party right there?
I mean, it might be. Or the Republican Party is more likely. It's political satire on the Republican Party.
You see this guy's snaggletooth?
But I like how he's humanizing the animal and basically...
Look at that. Is that fang he's got sticking out?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He seems to have... He probably is missing some front teeth.
No, his front teeth are there. That one just is like super long. He's got a low-hanging tooth right there.
Okay.
Strange tooth.
Are you sure that's
coming
not
from the
like,
black man's face?
His back teeth that you just seen.
I don't know. It looks like he's got a cane. It's just a canine that's like out of whack.
We'll see you.
I want us all to come back first.
Okay. Right.
You start by shocking him every time he gets out of line. You reward him when he behaves properly. That's exactly what they do to young black men. They are training us like circus animals from a very early age. So that later on, there is this pride in showing off
the trained animal. Like, look at how high that nigga can jump. Look at how fast that nigga can run.
Listen up, black folks. But when just because you're trained animal by gets out, like circus animals doesn't mean you should grow to the size of circus animals. Okay?
out of line, when the elephant decides wants to kill the trainer or he just starts to lose it for whatever reason. What
like with
they
Lock Boys? He's talking about Lock Boys. He's like, when the elephant decides he wants to step on Lock Boys, then he's in bad shape.
When the elephant learns to stomp.
Yeah.
There's another game that the white supremacists used to play at carnivals called African Dodger, where they would get a black person and have him stick his head in a hole, and they would throw baseballs at him and try to see who can hit him in the head. And this was entertainment to the white supremacists. Anything that will harm black
people Negro.
has always been entertainment to the white supremacists. This is why lynching was entertainment to the white supremacists. Even to this day, seeing black children...
Wasn't that in BioShock Infinite? Is that where he got this idea from?
I don't think lynching was entertainment, was it?
Yeah. Not the lynching part, but the throwing the baseball part. Lynchings are, I don't know if they're entertainment or not.
No, they've got pictures of that shit.
Angry Trayvon.
by the white supremacists with impunity.
What about
that's
angry?
Entertainment. This is why these people who do it, they get paid, they get big donation money to harm black people.
Black people who are getting into...
Yeah, everyone gave Darren Wilson money. They just put Darren Wilson's GoFundMe on the...
Because he harmed a black person.
That was why we wanted it. It wasn't because a grave injustice was being done and his life was being destroyed for defending himself successfully against a criminal black person who, remember, but as according to KRS... Oh, shit. Can I call forward? Maybe I'll make that hour one. This will be hour two, so I can call back to it. As KRS-One said, that, like, because you... You, the person you're stealing from is better than you. That's why you're stealing. It's like, well, how about that box of fucking White Owls that the gentle giant stole moments before from the store owner there? Remember that?
Yes.
That's how that whole thing started.
Yes. No, the we don't need to... I actually don't like the throwing the ball at the black... I don't know.
I'm not a fan of that either.
That doesn't seem... That seems not good to
me. I gotta tell you, though,
but
I think you would probably never hit the black guy. I mean, he's allowed to dodge.
Say hit the Negro Dodger, but I'm not going to try and like make that okay.
No.
Because that
but
doesn't...
I bet you that you never hit him. I bet you that was the trick. Because he could just get out of the way.
He's very good at dodging, yeah. That might be what it was, that he's very, he's very like, quick. He's very nimble.
It's not like a bunch of fucking very quick of limb. Nolan Ryans throwing 100 mile an hour fastballs at you.
Exactly. Most people can't hit shit.
No.
Most people can't knock balls.
And that's all.
Okay, so we got cut off there. But, I mean, I'm not gonna defend the blackface shit. I'm not going to defend that because it's like that stuff it's not helpful to us. I mean, it's definitely exaggerated and whatever, but, you know.
Well, I think we got enough here for our little Black Christmas special.
Wow. But the Battle Royale, that's definitely not true. I mean, we know about that, so...
Well, they act as if it was a trend. Again,
but it wasn't like they took black kids and forced them to do it.
Dude, the Battle Royale is bullshit. Don't think twice about it. That's not true. Like they had boxing, but like boxing has been boxing. Blacks want to go into boxing.
Yeah,
they want to do it. This guy's like talking about training elephants as if like this is. It's like if you feel like this is how you are. And on some level, it's like you train animals with negative, you give them like extreme negative responses to bad behavior,
right?
He's basically saying this is the only way black people are going to like respond. Like you have to socialize them this way because that's like how you can get them to, you know, that's how they can be controlled. So it's like he's the one that's saying that. So it's like, all right, like
but
if
there's so many
if that's not necessary, then that's up to you.
Why is it these black athletes that he showed there so artfully when talking about showing off what you trained your animals? Look at that nigga run. Look at that nigga kick. It's like, well, what about look at that nigga knock out his wife in a hotel elevator?
Right. I mean,
look at that nigga like steal from that other one when he's
but
not.
I mean, those.
I'm talking about athletes, professional and college athletes that still are still antisocial and commit horrible crimes, horrific crimes. Like it didn't like. Your little scheme there didn't work.
That's the other thing. A lot of times, like when you see some of the crimes that blacks commit, and you see what they do and the kind of cruelty that they're capable of. They're very cruel, too. They can do extremely cruel things when they have someone under their power. And you see this kind of stuff, and you know that white people knew about this, and they didn't have a systemic system telling them that their feelings about race were wrong and evil. So they, in the society back then, it was like people... Some people were extremely racist because there was no filter on how they felt about how blacks behaved. And there was always things like lynching was not some cruel entertainment thing. Like
no,
the people
it's
that lynched
fucking capital
people,
punishment.
People that lynch people often did terrible things. And, you know, they want to present it to you as if blacks were these just angelic creatures that white people were just cruel to for absolute reasons of their own pettiness and barbarism and such, and it's like that's not true. Like they had experiences with blacks that we don't know about, and that's why they, because when you see some of the things that blacks do, suddenly you don't feel bad when you see things like this. You feel bad now because they're not giving you a complete story.
Mm-hmm.
and they're just telling, and of course they're also trying to amp black people up for more anti-white agitation. Like what I said many times, and I'll say this again, black people, we're your only friends. Like, we are the only people that want to give you what you want. We want to give you sovereignty. Give you your own place where you don't have to be near us. It's so funny that these people complain. Even in the Hidden Colors, they're complaining about how white people don't want to integrate. Well, they seem to not really want to integrate. Like, ask Tariq Nasheed. All these things that the white people are doing, why do you want to integrate with us? Why does it make you mad?
Well, they don't. They want to take over. They don't want to integrate with us.
Well, they want
integration is an act of domination. Like they want to buck break the entire country.
They want
revenge.
Access to things that white people have while remaining black people. That's what they want. And that can't really happen. Like if you want to stay black and you want to control blacks, go for it. I'm all about you doing that. Now, a lot of black leaders and people like this, they don't want to admit that they want to retain the access to whites so that they can get the stuff that we have. They can rent seek off our institutions and the society that we created. Because, I mean, if you go and look at Africa and the level of development of Africa, I mean, the worst black neighborhood in America is better than that because at least there's infrastructure there. At least there's something. And they don't want to go back to, you know, you go to the biggest city in the Central African Republic, literally doesn't have streets. It's just a pile of huts. And it's like, you know, it's just a mess. They don't want to go back to living like that.
Mm.
So this is the problem.
It's like a Blackville Christmas.
Mm. Yeah. What's a Black Christmas?
This is a Black Christmas. That's what this bit is.
Mm-hmm.
Black Christmas.
The Black Christmas.
I guess I'm wearing blackface here. I should probably not.
I
do
was
it.
Wearing gold teeth blackface before.
Yeah, this is like a kind of gold of blackface right here. Mm. So I shouldn't say that blackface is bad while I'm wearing it.
Let me tell you something though. That's not much like you made a joke about reconstructed Texas identity. This is sort of like reconstructed black identity. This is the Jewish. This
yeah,
is what
Jew
the Jews,
created black identity.
That's
yeah.
what the Jews told them to do to make the spectacle of themselves with the gold chains and the grills.
I'm not
going to
completely agree with you there because if you look at black cultures in Africa, it's very similar.
Okay.
The men, they peacock. They have a culture of this. Even going back to tribal cultures in Africa, the men always wear bright colors and are very flashy, and that's how they signal dominance in their own circles. Because if black social circles are based on individual dominance in a way that, like, this is actually the funny thing. Blacks are the true individualists. I think we've done this before. Blacks are the ultimate libertarians, and they're the ultimate individualists in that while they do have this sense of black people, and they'll see, like, oh, you know, I'm seeing, like, the system is coming down on blacks again or whatever, they have no ability to engage in teamwork. This is one of the things. Even if they were dumb, if they could do teamwork, if they were less aggressive and individualistic, and their social circles, it doesn't, they talk about cooperation and communities. They don't really exhibit that. They exhibit this culture of one-upsmanship, of like peacocking and individual dominance over each other. Whereas white people are actually very good at working together, even though we think that we have this big individualist ideology. But that's because white people live a lot in their own heads. But when it comes time to actually, you know what the job is and get it done, white people are very good at cooperation and teamwork. Even if, like, people have their own, you know, they're in their own head a lot, like, with their own you know, personality, thinking about stuff. That's why white people think they're super individualistic, but they're really not in this important way. Whereas blacks are totally, totally individualistic in terms of being willing to do whatever to be the, you know, that's how their social pecking order is decided. And then that's why you laugh when you see like that they have all this cheap jewelry, cheesy, cheap jewelry. Right. But it's like, so that's how you try to pretend like you're high up in the black social pecking order. When the real top guy has the real jewelry, it's the real diamonds, real gold, etc. And they talk about this a lot. Like rappers oftentimes talk about, oh, your shit is fake. It's not real. That's another way of exerting dominance, right? So that's how they do it. And the whole flashy peacocking thing, that definitely, I mean, it's exploited like anything. Jews take the nature of what they see and mm-hmm. then they twist it against the person. So that's kind of what's going on with that. But the blacks have always been into being the flashiest dressed guy and stuff. I mean,
fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough. Well, anyway, I think we can leave it at that. I think we can find the other ones. So I guess
Black Christmas.
I guess we have two different black versions. Right. Two versions of saying like. I don't know. I'm torn. Do we put the best hour first or second? Probably put it first, right?
You can decide. First. I'll leave that up to you.
Yeah. So we'll do our goodbyes here. The put the best up first.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. I'm never going to forget that, though. That was fucking funny. Right. I could have gone with that for longer, but the problem is it's so retarded to listen to that it's like...
All right.
I'm probably going to watch that video when I get home just in its entirety.
Peace out, 14
and
2.
But this is like an hour and 40 minutes, the thing just repeats. It's like a two and a half hour video.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even just have the same thing twice. It's just like starts at some random point and just stops. He's like, oh, y'all, don't cut the video off. Don't cut the video off. He keeps saying that.
All right. All right, guys. Speaking of all right. Yeah, so right. I don't know. I think we'll see you after the New Year after this point. I say doing a show on New Year's Eve. Do a show day. January.
We can't do a show on New Year's
Eve. No, I don't think we can. So we'll go January 2nd. We'll be back.
All right.
Justice for Snuggles. Have a happy New Year.
Have a new Christmas. Makes new.
Again, we shop.
It's a new Christmas. Hunga bunga.
Do you think that's funny?
13% of the population over half. The murder scene.
And the will, I bet a sense of who she was.
The whole country is Naval 43. The head behind crime statistics aren't lying. Show the news committed robbery. Have a new Christmas, motherfucker. It's a new Christmas, hugga booga. Ho, 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 shuck and jive, tin to claw. Stealing God's energy. Didn't do nothing Christmas.